It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Football on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Kickoff is coming soon on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, WWKY. Streaming on WWKYradio.com.
Good evening, folks, and we are here in Lexington, Kentucky. We're going to bring you Cardinal football tonight. It'll be playoff action, opening round of the high school playoffs. This game moved to Thursday. I'm Joel Bennett, along with me, Bobby Baldwin. The venue has changed, but the teams remain the same. It'll be George Rogers Clark playing Tate's Creek, the Commodores. This game has been moved over to Bryan Station High School, and we're on that campus, and everything looks good to go here. If you are listening or you are here at this ball game, you are the only ticket, you're at the only ticket in the state. This is the only 6A high school football playoff game coming to you on Thursday evening. So normally a full menu, and there still is a full menu of games that'll be played on Friday, but we've got a Thursday matchup here between George Rogers Clark and Tate's Creek. These two teams played last year. Bobby and I will touch base on that. But a lot of history between these two clubs. And according to the information I got, the this meeting will be the 54th meeting all time between these two teams, with Tate's Creek leading the series by a margin of 37 wins to 16 wins. 67 Tate's Creek team won the first meeting over in Winchester, 12-7. George Rogers Clark first win over Tate's Creek took place in 1974. It was a 35-7 win by the Cardinals in Winchester at Belmont Field. So fifth time they played one another in the playoffs. GRC won in 1983, 16-12. They won in 1986, 21-18. Tate's Creek shut out GRC in 2001, 34-0. And, of course, last year they won that one-point game, 20-19, with 1.3 seconds to go in the stadium. Another bit of history, Tate's Creek was our first opponent at the GRC New Cardinal Stadium. So these two teams are linked. And tonight, Bobby, as far as you got to play the game, you can't look at it on paper. But as far as things go, it should be another balanced game. Hopefully we get a good matchup.
Should have an excellent opportunity to do just that. If the Cards can play clean football tonight and can take care of the ball, then they've got a heck of a shot, even though you've got a district top seed playing a number four team in another district. These teams are a little bit closer than that 1-4 disparity might indicate.
Well, and again, the records coming in, you've got Tate's Creek coming in here with a record of 7-3 overall, GRC at 4-6. These teams trending in opposite directions. Tate's Creek comes in riding a four-game winning streak. GRC, they're trying to snap a four-game skid, but there's no tomorrow. You either win tonight or you don't play next week. We are inside and approaching 11 and a half minutes away before kickoff. With that in mind, Bobby and I'll step aside. We'll have a two-minute break. When we come back, more pregame coming. Tate's Creek versus GRC coming up in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
Because I ain't into gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm going to buy my ride the Country Time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Here's your LAX18 storm tracker forecast. Another clear sky tonight, another cold night, just not quite as cold as last night. Overnight lows, upper 20s and low 30s. Your day on Friday. Let's enjoy the sunshine and temperatures getting back to about where they should be. We'll be right around 60 for the high. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
We've got high school football coming your way. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin beside me, GRC, taking on Taste Creek here in the opening round of the playoffs. I mentioned these teams come into this ball game trending in opposite directions. GRC trying to snap a four-game skid and get things turned around and play another week of high school playoffs, while Taste Creek, they have won four in a row. Bobby, when you look at these teams, the way they're trending, Taste Creek and their four wins, they're averaging right at 37, 38 points per game. GRC has really struggled. They've put up, like 33 points in four games combined.
Yeah, it's been tough. A lot of that attributed to the intensely difficult schedule that the Cards have played too late in the year, but yet when you've got a team you're playing against that is averaging 300 yards of offense for the season, then they're going to be prone to put points on the board, and you just indicated that beforehand.
And we've got a couple of common opponents, and both of those are the two top heavyweights in our district. Bryan Station and Frederick Douglass both put it on GRC and Tate's Creek both. But, again, the scheduling really favored in Tate's Creek. To their credit, they won games they needed to win.
Oh, there's no question.
And they undefeated, it looks like, in district.
Yes, they handled their district in good shape, and that worked out pretty well for them.
So, when you look at how this team is going to match up, you can't forget. I mean, it's kind of like the elephant in the room. You got to go back to last year. I think GRC came in, they had the better record, and they lost. This year, Tate's Creek's got the better record. But if you look at the RPI, Tate's Creek's significantly higher than GRC. But if you look at some of the rankings, Cantrell, Lickenhouse, and all, GRC's a little higher. So we've got to have something to go with. But last year's game, Bobby, really held some unique moments in that game. Rarely do you turn the ball over three times and win. And GRC didn't turn it over any, and they lost.
But they just couldn't sustain themselves offensively, especially in that second half.
Oh, to your credit, yeah, 13 plays is all GRC ran the second half. Tate's Creek ran 31.
And it eventually caught up with the Cards at, as you said, 1.3 seconds left in regulation, where they had a benevolent call late in that drive that assisted them as far as getting down near the goal line. And then when they scored, it was just a matter of whether or not Castro could boot that extra point through to send the Cards to defeat. And Sad to say, that's what happened.
And Castro is back this year. He's 32 of 34 on PAT kicks, and he's 1 of 6 on field goals. That night against GRC, it was his night, Bobby. He kicked two field goals, and he made both extra points, one of them the game winner. This year, the Cards, last year we left two extra points on the field, and they chased those points all night. This year, kicker, different guy.
Well, Clay is...
And we're not going for 2 points.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is perfect this year as far as his extra points are concerned, and he's got a great leg. He's been able to kick the ball, for the most part, into the end zone, and so there have been very few runbacks based on the depth of his kicks.
So we're going to see, and we'll talk a little bit more about this game as our pregame continues. Right now, we'll pause, take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have more pregame, all to follow after this two-minute break.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the steak, graded sheep, and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
George Roger Clark, the Cardinals taking on Tate's Creek, the Commodores. That game's coming up here shortly as we have both teams. Well, actually, the GRC team across the way coming out of the tunnel as they get ready to meet at midfield for the coin toss of this ball game. We are looking for GRC to come out, and Cardinals try to correct this. Again, going back to last year's playoff game between Tate's Creek and GRC, it was a game that, again, it came right down to it. I mean, literally, the last second of the ball game. The Tate's Creek, coached by Jonathan Hawks, took over that team last year. They were 4-6, and he got them turned around a little bit. I think he coached Bobby before, years and years and years ago at Tate's Creek, and then came back because they didn't have many changes in the coaching in 20 years.
Been pretty consistent as far as who they've had at the helm through the years, but that's been one feature of Tate's Creek in most of its athletic endeavors.
And, again, big plays last year for the Cardinals in this ball game. Kamani John, who's back playing with us this year, 62-yard pick six. Of course, we had a big bomb before halftime, put GRC up. When you look at the quarterback for Tate's Creek, Witherington, Bobby, he's got a hot hand. This guy, he is in these four wins that they had, he's thrown 11 touchdown passes and ran in for a couple more himself.
He is tough. He averages 14 completions a game for about 13.2 yards per completion, and he spreads it out among four to five receivers. So it's not like he's just got one or two on which he is aiming. The Cards are going to not be able to key on one or two of these receivers.
He is a senior, 5'11", 165, a guy, he's a dual threat. He can run it. He can throw it downfield. And as Bobby says, he has multiple targets. Also for GRC, when you're looking at the Cards offense, Sam Clements will be at the throttle for GRC. And with the departure due to injuries to the Cardinal backfield, Sam's had to become a dual threat. I mean, he's running the RPO a little bit more often.
Well, he's...
And direct draws even sometimes.
Sure. Basically, you're right. Their second leading rusher, and both in numbers of carries and distance and yardage.
Well, the teams, captains, and the officials out at midfield, we get ready to go. We'll tell you about the coin toss when we come back. We'll step aside for our final 30-second break when we come back. Kickoff, game action, all that after this brief message.
How healthy are your lungs? November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and Clark Regional Medical Center wants you to know that early detection saves lives. If you are a smoker or a former smoker, age 50 to 77, a simple low-dose CT scan can detect lung cancer early when treatment is most effective. Ask your provider about a low-dose CT scan today. To find a provider, call 888-847-3627. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Well, the Cardinals, they won the toss, and they have elected to receive the football, so that's what we'll have when we get ready to go is this only Thursday night game across the state in 6A football, and we've got it right here. We're bringing it to you on WWKY. Back judge, Young Kim. We've got side judge Pat Holland, field judge Nate Greenwell, line judge Mike Shute, linesman Billy Adams, umpire Trey Hettinger, referee Ryan Whitford, and that's the crew we've got tonight. And Bobby, you said they've traveled together, and post-game experience, they did last year's game.
They did last year's male Bullet East championship game. I saw Andy Cecil before the game, and he said, yes, this crew was the real deal in the final game of 2022, so we certainly have a good crew here tonight, and it looks like they're seven strong, so they're going to be nitpicky if their numbers have anything to say about it, but it's going to be up to the Cards to play intelligently and play clean football, and if they can do that, we know Castro will probably get a pretty good leg into this initial kick because he is pretty good, but as you say, it's not going to be played on paper. We're getting ready to decide it out here in front of us here for the next 2 hours.
So I think we're going to have a replacement in here for Castro. Is that right? He isn't here, they're saying.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, all right. He was a hero last year. I guess can't do any better. We're going to see how it goes here. They're going to bring out, whoever it is wearing the 34, that's the uniform number we've got him listed at on the roster. So evidently that's a different guy wearing 34. Back deep for the Cardinals, Carter Maynard and Kamani John to receive this kick as we get ready to go at Tate's Creek. They send a low line drive kick, hits at the 25, fielded and slipping and going down. Jeremiah Israel after he picked up 2 yards on the kick return. Not bad position as far as middle of the field, but you would like seeing him turn it up. Lost his footing and goes down.
He went left and tried to cut it up right toward the middle of the field and lost his footing. He would not have been met for at least another 5 yards by one of the gunners. So, as you say, however, Cards in good shape here to begin this one offensively.
Empty set backfield for Clements in the shotgun. Balanced field, wide outs to each side, tight end on the left, and there's the draw, the direct read by Clements as he pushes his way across the 30 up to the 32. Pretty good run on first down.
Nice 4-yard gain there. They just went over the right side of the offensive line. Good enough surge to get him actually 5 on that play.
So the Cards start off with an empty set backfield, and Clements, the team's second leading rusher this year, pushes it up, and he stays with an empty set. This time the strong side is the left side of the field. That's the Cards sideline. Middle of the field as Clements in the shotgun. Takes a snap with a time. Throws in the flats. Caught. Turned up field. Stopped at the 35. Short 3-yard pickup on that swing pass out in the flats.
Going to have a third and two here upcoming. And, boy, it would be nice if the Cards could get a first down here, because last year they didn't have the ball very often offensively, and they need to hang on to that thing a little bit.
Kamani John with a catch. That's his team-leading 29th of the season. Cards going at third and two. Tate's Creek, four-man front. Clements runs right at it, looks to pick up the first down. His initial surge in movement will take him just short of the 40, but he's going to pick up three and enough for the first down.
Yes, he did. He did very well.
Oh, he got it. They gave him a good spot,
41.
Bobby. Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching the official. He was over the 40, almost to right at the 41-yard line, but again, over right guard and tackle, and they just moved the defense and got the first down. Cards on the move.
Good pickup for GRC right behind that line, four-man front. Now they stack and put six in the box. Clements throws, and his pass may have been deflected. Bolting in there on the defensive side of things, Detrell Johnson blocked the pass. 6'2", he got up there and got a hand on it.
Got just enough of a fingertip on it to deflect it, and the GRC receiver went to the ground, but ball was a little bit short of him.
So the Cards looking here at 2nd and 10, the ball at their own 41-yard line, opening drive in this ball game. Tate's Creek stacked the box on the last play. They've got four down linemen here. Cards looking over their shoulder with an empty set backfield, trips to the right side. Tight end sets on the left. Clements looks over the sideline and calls the play. Okay, takes the snap, and it's a direct read, and Clements pushes it up, and he gets a good game. Pretty appreciable yardage on that, Bobby. You can open the playbook somewhat whenever you get third and manageable.
Right. He got a good strong seven on that. It's third and three here on about the 38-yard line.
So GRC on this opening drive, which began back at their own 26, moving up, looking to try to pick up their second first down on this movement. Tate's Creek moving around on defense. They've got a linebacker that really gets it done. Leads the team in tackles. It's Logan Julian. He's playing right in the middle as Clements throws it out in the flats. Caught by Maynard. He's got the first down as he goes down the sidelines, pushed out of bounds around the 39-yard line.
Carter got that pass on the left side near the sideline, but there was a good block in front of him, and he was able to bolt ahead for 10 or 12 yards and a first down.
12-yard pickup, as Bobby described it, on that third down play. Clements now 2 of 3 in his passing. Cards moving the football. He leaves the sideline, joins the huddle, furnishes his team the play. Maynard, he is a guy that normally you think of him as a safety, but filling in at receiver here. Cards still stay with an empty set backfield. Double tight end set this time. Balanced field, two wideouts each side. Tate's Creek's going to rush with four. Here comes the blitz. Logan on the blitz, and he's got Clements and put him down. Back beyond midfield at the 49-yard line. Big loss that time for the Cards.
Yeah, 7.5 to 8 yard loss on that play. Two of them came at him, and before he could release the ball, they had him in their grasp, and he didn't have a choice. He had to eat that one. Actually, a loss of 5.
On the sack by Logan Julian, that guy, he gets it done. That is his team-leading 17th tackle for a loss. That sack and takes the Cards back 2nd and 15. Stay with an empty set. They ran the quarterback draw on this play every time. Right now, we'll see as Clements a good 5 yards back behind center on this snap. They show blitz again. Tate's Creek flexing, but they don't jump off. Clements has it with time. Pressure now comes from the left side. He rolls, throws a pass through the hands of the tight end, Ty Miller. Incomplete pass. Ty Miller last week caught his first pass of the season, which was a touchdown, but that time it goes through his hands, and it's going to be 3rd and long, Bobby.
It was up there, but it was catchable. And there was a defender in front of him that might have had a little bit to do with the fact that he was unable to grab that one, but here we are, 3rd and 15.
Boyd on the corner offered the pressure on the pass play that went to Miller. He was the gentleman that Bobby said was actually offering that deference to Ty making that catch. He caught his only pass of the season, a touchdown last week. It didn't happen here. Overload, bunch formation, left side. Clements, pressure breaks down. He's got to throw and get it away. And a promising drive for GRC looks to be sputtering now as they're going to be looking at fourth down here on the opening drive.
Well, it took the Commodores a couple of first downs worth of defense to begin to solve this offense that the Cards had, but that first down takedown certainly got them where they needed to be, and they didn't give any quarter after that.
GRC on to punt, not the pooch punt with Clements. This time they sent Hurley in, and he's going to kick it away. Gets a nice high punt. It'll be fielded at the 12. Moving left side on the run. Smith with it. Got to the edge. He's to the 25 and goes out of bounds at the 30. So a nice 18-yard punt return by Smith.
Did a good job of catching that ball, but one of Clay's better punts of the year as far as hang time, but Commodores did a good job that time of finding the opening and took it from the right side to the left side and got a nice 18-yard return.
37 on the punt, but it was returned well, and they're going to bring that one back. So maybe, evidently...
Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why he got to the edge so well. They've thrown the flag at the 16-yard lines. So it's going to be changed to a 4-yard punt return as the penalty will take it back there.
Could,
so a 10-yard hold,
yeah, could
on
be a
the
hold.
Special teams will bring it back, and Tate's Creek will have it first and 10.
But actually, it's going to be on the 6.
So here we go with Tate's Creek with their opening possession. Witherington, the quarterback, he's in the backfield with Smith. Smith averaging 70 yards rushing a game. Witherington, the quarterback, comes in with a hot hand. He's thrown 11 touchdowns in their 4 wins and rushed for a couple as well. GRC with a 4-man front. Witherington gives it to Smith, and he is tackled there, and the Cards stop it as he got up to the 11-yard line on that run for GRC. Nice tackle made in there by that would be Mitchell with the tackle.
Scotty, one of the freshmen. About 2.5-yard gain on that one. So they did a good job of stopping them on first down, and they've got them pinned. They're just over their own 10-yard line, 2nd and 8.
Tate's Creek up to the line of scrimmage, and again, opening quarter, no score. First drive for the Commodores. In motion, Smith sets in the slot on the left side. It balances the field. Now you've got Witherington going under center. 4-man front for the Cards. As Heath into linebacker, playing it right in the middle. Rolling right, throwing, pass caught, and taken down. Nice play over there on the far sideline. Jones Howard with the tackle as he brought down the receiver there, Mason Jackson.
Swung to his right, hit the receiver near the sideline, but Jones was right there to put him down. It's 3rd and a long 5 here, and could be a significant play in this game if the Cards could get a stop here, Joel.
Jones Howard, one of our guests on Cardinal Connection. He asked him about outside linebacker. Run support or pass protection? He said run support, but he looked pretty good on pass coverage there.
Got his man and didn't turn him loose.
Witherington in the shotgun, facing 3rd and 5, ball at their own 15-yard line. Here's the snap. Witherington, straight drop, looking, has time, flushed out. Looking, still now being chased in his end zone, throws it up for grabs, and it just goes out of bounds, and it'll bring up 4th and 5, and good pressure that time by GRC with a pass rush.
Boy, they sure did. They didn't give him any room at all. He got the ball. He tried to loop out to his left. No go there. He swung back to the right and then just finally had to heave it before almost being caught for a safety. So,
ball, Falls and Alfaro, the defensive guys offering the pressure there for GRC that brings out the punter, and standing at the goal line for Tate's Creek will be the punter. GRC looking to get pretty good position, although they do not drop back a return man. So we'll see. The Cardinals, high snap, pulled down, three steps, and then lets it go. No one back for GRC, so this is just a free roll for the Commodores. It's going to go beyond midfield, and the Cards will have it first and 10 at the 47.
Not bad, though. We played half a quarter, and the Cards have it right at midfield here with no score.
Each team with a pair of 37-yard punts, and they try to get out of that hole, and Tate's Creek does. They put it beyond midfield, and the Cards will take over again. We're midway through this first quarter, no score. Each team having to punt it away. Cardinals break huddle. They come out on the field, and again, GRC trying to get things right. They dropped four in a row. Here it is, playoff football, and they take over here first and 10. Tate's Creek coming with a blitz up the middle, and hit and dropped is Clements. 3-yard loss, and again, a big anticipation play. Logan Julian, 5'11", 175-pound linebacker, his second tackle for a loss.
He averages 7.5 tackles per game. He's their leader, and he certainly looks like it here in the early going.
Couple of tackles for losses by Julian, and that puts Clements on a 3-yard loss. And here go the Cardinals. They break huddle. GRC's longest penetration. They got it down inside the 40 of Tate's Creek before the Commodores' defense stiffened. Here they come on the edge rush, swing it out in the flats. Carter Maynard caught it, and he's able to turn it upfield and get some positive yardage before Siegler tackled him out of bounds. 5-yard pickup on the pass play.
That's going to make it 3rd and 8 right at midfield.
So Maynard with his second catch of the game, 2 catches in this contest for 17 yards, as GRC looking at, as we described, 3rd and 8. 5 minutes to go here in a scoreless first quarter.
These last two sequences, Coach Hawks has decided to bring the heat.
They've come with the edge rush. They've come up the middle. This time a quick snap, and Clements, he's going to keep it. And it looked like GRC saying, this is 2-down territory, Bobby. Whatever we get on this down, we're going for it again.
Well, we've got a 4th and 3 here right at the 45-yard line, so we shall see.
4th down coming up, and the way Clements took that snap, and they ran with a blast formation with a blocker in front of him, the tight end Miller. That blast play, it led you to believe that the Cards are going for it on 4th down, and that's probably what's going to, that is exactly what's going to happen.
It certainly appears that way.
4th and 3 from the Commodore 45. Clements takes a snap, tries to sidestep a would-be tackler, and got the first down. They overplayed it, overly aggressive, with Siegler trying to make the tackle, and a good block out there by Carter Maynard, who's made a couple of catches, and Brian Crawford. 5 yards pickup and a first down.
Just elusive enough in the backfield to get away from that aggressive blitzer there. And once he got to the edge, he was able to ease his way to about the 39, 38-and-a-half-yard line of Tate's Creek, and the Cards have a first down.
They break huddle. They send Israel out wide to the left. That's the short side of the field. Trips to the right side. Tate's Creek going man-to-man, rushing with 4. Clements takes it, direct read. He's going to run it up the middle, and Sam Clements picks up good yardage on first down. He stopped just shy of the 30-yard line, but we can take that on first down. Cards can live with 7, or 8, maybe.
Give it 8, yeah. That's a good hard 8 yards that time. And so now the playbook does open up, you would think.
Well, with 2nd and short, if you're going to throw long or at least test the end zone from the 30, this would be the down and distance to do it. Clock rolling, 3:15 here in the opening quarter, no score. See what the Cards do here. They've gone empty set. They've gone power set. This time it's balanced to each side. As Clements has an empty backfield, Tate's Creek not showing blitz. Now they come up the middle, swinging the flats. Israel caught it. Turns it upfield. He's going to get the first down. Ty Miller with a good block, but the ball came out.
Ball came out at about the 21-yard line.
And a flag comes out as well. So the pass was caught by Israel and turned upfield. However, despite the fact he got 7 on that reception, we don't see an indication yet. Tate Creek feels pretty confident they're coming to the sideline, but there's going to be a penalty assessed regardless. So we sort this out.
The officials in consultation.
And looking for the signal of possession of the ball. And Tate Creek's, their personnel's coming to the sideline. So I don't...
It doesn't mean that they have switched personnel, though.
No.
We're still waiting.
Looking for an indication of this. Crew's going to get it right. Inside of 3 minutes to go here in a scoreless first quarter. Now we've got unsportsmanlike conduct, and it's going to be Tate Creek's ball. So it's a turnover on a fumble recovery. Tate Creek's going to get it, but be assessed 15 yards on the dead ball foul.
Yeah, that should be, a half the distance there on being on the 22?
Yeah, they're see what they march off here. So the Cardinals had a pretty good drive, picked up a couple of first downs. They've got 4 in the game, but the drive was stalled with the turnover. So Tate Creek, opportunistic team, they avert any further damage by the Cardinal offense. And now the Commodores back out on the field.
And they're backed up, though.
They've had poor field position. This will place the ball at their own 10-yard line. First and 10, Witherington, pistol look behind him. Handed off, Smith, left side. He's got room. He's got open field straight up the middle. First down yardage, and he is going to be tackled and finally brought down as the whistles come. But a quick, hard hitter and a nice plant of that right foot, and he cut it back left. Fruitful running up the middle.
And I couldn't see who the defender was, but he grabbed his shirt and slowed him down just enough to where he didn't break that one for the whole field touchdown.
So you had a 19-yard run there by Smith, and the Tate Creek's first down of the game. Play fake, throw it out in the flat, blocker out there, and Siegler offering a block, and wow, hit hard and laid down. Haddon Cecil, I believe, number 2 on the sideline. No, make that number 12 for the Cardinals, made that bone-jarring hit. Quentin Falls with the tackle.
Quentin tattooed him, but he got 8 yards on that play. It was a swing pass to the right with a blocker out there and got good yardage on first down.
Second short, Witherington, pistol look, 2 wideouts to the left. Cards 4-man front. They go with Smith up the middle. He's got the first down. Nice spin move. Finally tackled by the Cards defensive lineman. Alfaro makes the tackle, but not before a 6-yard gain and another first down.
Yeah, he did a good job that time of just taking that one straight up the middle.
Ball is at the 45-yard line of the Commodores. This drive began back on their 12. Inside of 2 minutes and a scoreless first and the clock rolling. Witherington looks to the sideline. He's got a slot receiver on the left. Pistol look in the backfield. Cards now with a 3-man. Make it a 4-man front. Swing it out. Pass caught in the left flat. Says Clay wants to turn it upfield, and Hayden Heath wrapped him up for little or no gain. Maybe a 1-yard pickup on that pass play, as Heath had 10 tackles in last year's game.
Well, Heath had a couple of defenders over there with him. The Cards had that one smelled out from the get-go and were able to hold him to but 1 yard.
Cards defensive front looking strong. You've got Falls and Maynard in there as well as Kamani John. Jones Howard on the defensive side of things. 4-man front for the Cards. In motion is Siegler. And we've got a flag thrown as busting across the line for GRC Alfaro, but they had a couple of players moving, Tate Creek did, so a procedure call against the Commodores, back them up 5 yards, make it 2nd and 14 now.
Well, that's a good positive move as far as the Cards are concerned. They need to take advantage of this.
So GRC, Trey Davis comes in. He's at the linebacker on the outside, also in there for the Cards. You've got Hayden Heath on the linebacking side of things. He is Witherington in the shotgun. He's got three wideouts to the right. Now in motion coming across is Siegler, and we're going to have movement. They're pointing out against GRC, and quite possibly this time they may have drawn Brian Falls out, and they get that 5 yard back. We'll see. Falls was right over center, and nothing defined or screw is deliberate. They've got seven out there, and all of them have some input in this, I do believe. And it's going to go. No, it'll be against Tate's Creek again. Back them up five more. So my apologies to Brian Falls. You are not guilty as charged. You are innocent on that play.
Well, you know, the Cards, when they supposedly jumped from our vantage point, they had the same reaction that time that they did the first time. So evidently, he got it right.
Clay goes into the slot. You got to watch the guy out there, Mason Jackson, a favorite target. He comes in motion now to the left side. Kamani John giving him some room. They look and running the route. Now Witherington,
oh,
gets by a Falls would-be tackle. Hooten had a shot at him. Witherington still on his feet, upended, and he's brought down at the 43-yard line. So a scrambling run by this elusive quarterback, as I thought Hooten had a shot at him.
Well, he had him about 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage and, for all intents and purposes, appeared to have him wrapped up. But as you say, the word elusive certainly applied in that case.
A scrambling run for Witherington. It'll bring up third down and long when we return. First quarter comes to an end. No score in this ball game. Bobby and I will be back in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around a rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Well, Witherington escaped the grasp of T.J. Hooten, and I guess Hooten's got to scratch his helmet and his head and say, what I got to do? He thought he had him, and earlier he had Smith by the jersey. That he got drugged there. So Hooten on the edge now coming with the rush. Tate's Creek looking at third and 13. We begin the second quarter and no score, and you've got Commodores going out on running routes Cards jumping across the line. This will be the third out of four run plays. This is the third illegal procedure false start by the Commodore. So they're going backwards after getting a fumble recovery inside the 25-yard line. GRC was driving the football, had two first downs. Tate's Creek got a fumble recovery inside the 25. They've kind of hurting themselves right now.
Sputtered a little.
Four-man front for the Cards. Witherington, three-step drop. Here comes the Heat. Steps up, delivers. Touch pass that is caught at the 39-yard line. Nice haul and a catch in there by J.T. Cooper on the reception.
Well, I'll tell you what, about a 26-yard play there. That was beautiful. He stepped up just in time because the Cards were certainly tracking him from behind, but got that pass away just in time. Huge play for Tate's Creek.
37 yards passing for Witherington on 4 of 5. That was a nice touch pass, and when he needed it, he dropped it right in there. So now the Commodores in Cardinal territory here early in the second quarter. Got a split backfield. They hand it off. Smith trying to find a hole, and GRC shut it down, but it was Sam Clements in there and Trey Davis making the stop, but you know, it's not a real good thing when it looks like a stop and you see that he's picked up 4 yards.
He got a good, strong 4 yards there off the left side. Got a really, really good surge on that left side.
Smith, a senior running back, weighs 160 pounds. Here's a throw down the sideline, and that's incomplete. A little up-tempo play, and maybe everybody was on the page except for the Commodores. Another procedure and a false start by Tate's Creek. They have been penalized in this ball game. Looks like 41 yards.
Had two receivers split to the left, and they both left about a half a second before the snap. So they certainly weren't on page with Witherington.
Well, we've got Siegler and Jackson flip-flopping on the routes as now we've got balanced field, two wideouts to each side. Cards got Kamani John, and again, you're going to have a false start. You've got J.T. Cooper jumping out and Kamani John responding, but it'll be another false start procedure call against the Commodores. No doubt about that one, I wouldn't think.
You certainly wouldn't think. Good heavens. Calling out on the cards.
Looks like illegal participation or no, that's so Jones Howard coming into the game. Trey Davis going out for the Cardinals. It'll be a 5-yard penalty as it looked like the illegal participation, but I think what it was a simulated snap by the Cards. It first penalty against GRC makes it now 2nd and 6. Witherington to throw. Looking, steps up, got his man, cuts it back inside and brought down at the 25-yard line on the pickup. So a 10-yard pickup and a first down for Tate's Creek.
He's certainly getting the time he needs and has been accurate with that pass so far.
Little up-tempo by Tate's Creek as Witherington has the snap. One step back, throwing down the sideline, incomplete. Sam Clements with a good timing on that one. Got a hand on it, pass break away from J.T. Cooper.
Well, he certainly did a good job because it looked like had he caught that one, he was going to waltz in the end zone. But he got a fingertip on it as he slashed across from the middle of the field to get him near the sideline.
The incomplete pass stops the clock 2 minutes deep here in the second quarter with no score. Tate's Creek with the ball at the Cardinal 25. It's on the right hash as you've got split backs in the backfield. And now whistle and time's going to be called by GRC. So you've got the situation just 2 minutes deep here in the second quarter. No score. Time called. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Cards call the timeout. They bring Hayden Heath in there for GRC along with Falls in the linebacker. Heath's going to go to the outside for an edge rush apparently. 47 yards passing for Witherington, but he goes on the ground with Smith here. Tries to pick his way through a hole, and he stopped at the 20-yard line. Pick up a 4 or 5 on that run. Cards shut it down. Hayden Heath, right place, right time.
Yeah, he got half of what he needed, but Hayden got him to the ground once he got to him.
47 yards passing for the Commodores right now, 42 on the ground rushing. Each team with 4 first downs. We've got no score in this game. Tate's Creek with the ball. It's going to be 3rd and 5 at the Cardinal 20. taking his time. Witherington looks and surveys the situation. Pistol look with Smith on his left hook, left hip. Cards look to be rushing four. Here they come. Quick drop, throws a pass, and it's incomplete. Took his eye off of it. That pass very well should have been caught, as that was intended for Luke Cooper. It'll bring up a fourth down play, and Cardinals back there with the coverage. Hooten dropped back, as well as Sam Clements and Quentin Falls.
Yeah, Hooten was playing behind him. It was just a question of him not seeing the ball into his hands, but the Creekers going for it here on fourth and five.
Yeah, and evidently the Commodores feel like they can get what they want here. That pass would have picked up a first down. It was a very short one-step drop, and now they're trying to set. They've got motion. And back to throw is Witherington. He's going down the sideline for his receiver, and it's incomplete. Tried to hit down the sideline. Bryant on the coverage. It goes incomplete, and the Cards will take over first and 10. Kind of a strange play. I mean, I don't fault them for trying to throw a TD pass, but they didn't need that much.
He
had success in the middle of the field.
Right, and it appeared to me that that ball may have been a little bit too long anyway.
Sure.
I don't really think it was catchable in bounds.
Sure. I concur. Over on downs, and the Cardinals will take over. GRC in this ball game. Clements is 4 of 7 passing for the game.
Well, it's taken Tate's Creek 15 minutes, but they have flipped the field.
They one turnover in the game. The Cardinals had it. Empty set backfield. Clements has ran out of this formation every time, but this time he throws a pass that just sails over Israel's head, and that was just an ugly play from the beginning.
Right.
Looked like Sam just kind of shot-putted it over there to Israel. Nothing on the ball, just a high pass.
Well, and maybe not a bad thing to have happen, because the defender was coming up quickly, and had that ball been catchable, he may have been able to jump in front and pick it. If not, we knew he was going to tattoo Israel pretty good as well.
Cody Gibson, Logan Ritchie on that line, also coming up to the line of scrimmage. Tackett in there at center along with Crawford. Here's Clements. In the shotgun, he's going to run with blockers in front of him. He broke through the line. He's at the second level, brought down at the 40-yard line. Nice burst by Clements as the Cards get the first down, and we've got a player down.
Got two players down.
Sure do.
That's a nice 20-yard gain, however, right up the middle. But each team has a player down.
So we've got a break in the action here while these gentlemen get some attention as the training staff and the officials ride on top of it. A little over 9 minutes to go here in the second quarter. We've got a scoreless game. Bobby and I'll step aside for 30 seconds. We'll update you when we come back. More after this brief word.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
So we've got a break in the play, and one of the guys that I mentioned, he is going off the field. Cody Gibson, big lineman for GRC, getting some assistance off the field. Hopefully he is going to be just fine, as they are still attending to the Tate's Creek player. Thursday night football, and again, you're going to have, as we talked on Cardinal Connection, a lot of ones and fours playing and some lopsided games, but there aren't that many. The Tate's Creek player coming off, Thomas Siegler, he is a senior wideout. He's been in on a lot of plays. This is the only 6A game going just up the road, or down the road, I should say, in Nicholasville, PC, Pulaski County at West Jessamine, Boyle County hosting Whitley County. Got some games there. Lexington Christian, they're playing tonight, hosting Clinton County. Fort Campbell hosting Murray. Middlesboro hosting Lamb Camp. So a few games across the state tonight. We go back with first and 10 after the Clements 20-yard run. Empty set for Sam. It's going to be his RPO again. And on this run, the Card surge gets behind him, and they just push him on forward. Good run as he gets over near midfield. I started to say into territory, but he's not in Commodore territory. Stopped short of the 50, but eight on the rush nonetheless.
Good, strong 8 yards over the right side of his offensive line, and they just pushed and pushed.
Looks like 54 yards for Clements tonight on the ground rushing. Second and two for the Cards. They need to get it across midfield. Tate Creek moving on the line. They get set, and here comes Clements running right at him. And Sam just lowers his shoulder and got that first down. Needed two, and he got four.
Well, the good thing about it is if Tate Creek's going to bring pressure from the edges and you've got these linemen lined up, then they've got numbers, at least equal numbers, if not more numbers, and so they can penetrate that thing 3 or 4 yards up the middle every time if they've got them coming in trying to rush from the corners.
Sam was able to get to that second level rushing, and once you get past that line, as Bobby says, you know, it's more freedom and hopefully clear sailing for the Cards. They sent a bunch formation to the wide side of the field, 4 wideouts to the right. Clements looking that way.
Oh my
Pass,
goodness.
And it's nearly a pick six. Boy, jumping the route.
Yeah.
Dontrell Johnson, a 6'2 linebacker, jumped the route. And if he's able to pull that in, he's got 6 points.
He's going to walk in. And yet, that was sort of what we saw here on this play a few plays ago, except the pass was too high, the one to Jeremiah Israel. But that one, he was just sitting there waiting on that quick throw. And unable to see it into his hands.
So he threw it out to the long side of the field, and nobody was able to chip or check Johnson as he came rushing across. Now an empty set with a balanced field, 2 wideouts to each side. Here they come on the corner blitz, throw it to Ty Miller. Ty Miller, the senior, is going to be stopped short of the first down. He's driven out of bounds. On the play, pushing him out of bounds, you had Clay on the tackle along with Brown.
Nice 7-yard gain, though.
Good pickup there by Miller.
That makes it 3rd and 3 on the 44-yard line, or actually the 39-yard line.
So right now, Clements 5 of 10 passing. The Cards have picked up their 7th first down of the game. No scoring in this one. Last year, these two teams, there were 12 punts in that ball game. But right now, it's been a ball control drive by GRC and also Tate Creek when they've had it. Clements fakes a run, throw it to Miller. Got a block from Israel. Got the first down as he is wrestled, and I mean wrestled, out of bounds right in front of the Commodore's sideline. So a first down for GRC.
That quick pass to the sideline has worked pretty daggone well for the Cards, and they got that one all the way down to the 32. So nice first down pass by Clements.
Sam that time faked like he was going to run, took a stabbing step, and froze the outside corner, and that enabled Miller to catch that pass. And he had the smaller Israel blocking for him, but Jeremiah did his job. He goes out wide right. Israel matched up man to man. You got a left side. It's the heavy package, and Clements wants to run it. He's got running room down near the 20-yard line. Sam Clements looking. And they're going to say, move the chains, guys. So he's going to pick up the first down yardage.
We talked about Witherington's elusiveness, and we are seeing it from George Rogers Clark's Sam Clements in this drive for sure.
You know, Sam, though, the thing about it, he's a tough guy to bring down. It's not been a lot of juking and moving. It's been more power football, north and south, straight ahead at you.
When he makes his mind up to make a cut, he's not going to dally. He's going to go strong, and he stays north and south.
Double wing on the right side, and they shoot the gap and make the tackle. A nice play in there, and again, you got to watch Logan Julian. You don't put a body on him, he'll blow your play up.
Well, that's what his third tackle for a loss is.
Third tackle for a loss, you're right.
In this game, and son of a gun, that It kind of muddles the picture a little bit here, making it a 2nd and 12 now.
It was a heavy package with a double wing on the right side, and nobody put a body on Logan Julian, his 3rd tackle for a loss. So that sets up now 2nd and 12 for the Cards here in this scoreless game. GRC driving. They've got the ball at the 21 of Tate's Creek. Cards playing strong side to the wide side, the right. Coming on the edge, here's Tate's Creek. Clement slipped a would-be tackle, but he ran into a cluster of players. He couldn't find a hole to hit after Clay had shot the Senator, had shot the gap. Senator Clay not as fortunate as his other linebacking friend, Julian, but Clement's able to pick up a couple on that.
Yeah, it's back to a 3rd and 10. He did. They had the middle plugged up on that play and were waiting on him. So 3rd and 10 here, big play for the Cards, but they need to be careful with this and don't need to do anything crazy.
So Tate's Creek brings in another down lineman as they bring in some girth down on the defensive line. They stack the box. They got 5 across the line. Cards with tight splits and movement, but now the official's going to say he has seen enough. No, they're going to call a timeout. GRC is going to call a timeout with this 3rd and 10 play coming up. 2nd timeout called by the Cards, and we've got a scoreless playoff game. Bobby and I'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
So here we come after the timeout. The Cardinals on the field looking for the play. Clements, tight splits across the line. He's got time to throw. He's flushed out, rolling to his right, looking in trouble now, and he's going to be sacked. Brought down at the 24-yard line. So it's going to bring up now 4th down, and looks like 4th down and about 14.
Yeah, kick would be from, what, the 31 or 2-yard line, so that's going to be a long one.
Clements couldn't get away as Cards are now looking like they're going to try the field goal here. They bring Clay Turley out. It'll be Hayden Heath doing the snapping, Sam Clements with the hold, and Clay Turley looking to kick. So this spot will be at the 31. It'll be a 41-yarder by Turley. Holds down the kick. And it's going to be short. Didn't look like it got deflected. Is here on a cold night, he put it on it the best he could. But Cards try to put some points on the board, and it'll be Tate's Creek taking over, 1st and 10. So a drive that netted the GRC Cardinals 4 first downs on that comes up empty with a missed field goal attempt, and Tate's Creek will take over.
They take over. They've got 3 minutes, 45 seconds to see what they can do here in the first half.
First half that has moved rather quickly with a lot of ground attack by both these teams, and officials calling time now is see what gets going here. Witherington, the quarterback for the Tate's Creek team, now that evidently an equipment issue, they're going to bring out their star runner Smith and bring in Tony Bell. Bell, a sophomore running back in there. Small guy. As Witherington looks to be going under center for the first time. And they're going to run ball.
Oh.
And a good piece of running, 8 yards on that pickup is... Looks like Tony Bell with a good pickup.
Yeah, wasn't that?
Trey Davis with the stop.
He got him there, but he had 6 yards before anybody got to him, so it was a gain of 7.
Sure was. Nice run by the Commodores on first down, and they do get Smith back in the game. Cards with a 4-man front, linebackers dropping back, and you're going to have Smith on the run. He bounces it outside. The middle was stopped up. Credit GRC's Falls and Alfaro for stopping it in the middle, so Smith bounces it outside, and he got the first down.
He got just enough to move the chains.
5 first downs for the Commodores. Neither team has scored in this game. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. And the clock rolling here. Okay. Witherington in the shotgun. Now he goes under center. No, he's going to back out. Tate's Creek making sure they get this snap count right. He's going up to the line, then backing off. They bring in motion. Their man going to the right, Senator Clay. They look for him, but instead the pass sails over the head of the intended receiver, JT Cooper. Cooper has caught the game's longest pass and the longest play of 25 yards. That one sails over his head, and it'll bring up... another down.
Had a little pressure that time from the edge by the Cards, and I believe Witherington felt it on that one, and his throw was errant.
So the Commodores trying to get the personnel they want on the field. That incomplete pass stops the clock again. A scoreless first half with 2.5 to go here in this first half of play, opening round of the playoffs. Spread the field out. Wide outs to each side. They keep a back in there to block. Here come the Cards with a rush. Pass is caught at the 40, at the 50, down the left sideline. Cooper, he's on the loose. He goes down the side, and he's in for the touchdown. So Tate's Creek with a 70-yard touchdown pass. I'm looking. I don't see a flag. So that one's 70 yards and a touchdown.
Caught that one about 12 yards upfield and was never headed. Cards didn't quite have the proper defensive position to get him down, and he just outraced them to the end zone.
Witherington hooks up for that touchdown pass, and again, it covers 70 yards on the play. Cooper, the recipient, that is his team-leading 36th catch, also his team-leading 8th touchdown on the season. Witherington came in with a hot hand. I mentioned earlier, 11 touchdown passes in the 4-game winning streak. And without their kicker, Castro looks like they're going for 2. Witherington, low snap, wants to throw, scrambles to his right. Protection breaks down, and he just eats it. Hayden Heath right on him, and Tate's Creek will settle for 6. But that's the game's first 6. So with 2:21 to go here before halftime, Commodores take the early lead. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Tate's Creek scores first, and their kickoff, it is going to be fielded and stepping out of bounds. It'll be Trey Davis with nothing on the return, and GRC with pretty good field position.
Well, we've got 2 minutes, 20 seconds here, and let's see if the Cards can get another drive going. They can't necessarily be methodical if they're going to try to get 6 points here, but again, they don't want to do something to where they give the ball back to these explosive Commodores, because they showed in one play that they can flat get it up and down the field.
Cards come out as we got quite a ways to go. It's at the 25-yard line, GRC. They have taken the football down to the Commodore 20 on two occasions. Clements rolling right, looking, throwing on the move, and he put it just behind his intended receiver, Kamani John. John had ran a route, and he just sat there in the hole 10 yards out for the first down, and Sam just threw it low and behind him.
Couldn't quite crawl his way back to the ball on that one. It was close. It would have been a 10-yard completion, but stops the clock at 2:15 in the first half and second and 10.
Cardinals break huddle. Ty Miller, the tight end, comes over. He'll be in the slot. Israel to the wide side. Balanced field, two wideouts opposite. Commodore stack the box. They come up, throw a pass. It's caught by the slot receiver of GRC, and that's Kamani John, who hit it up field with a burst of steam, and he picks up 11 yards in a first down.
Quick pass to the right man. He had the opening, and as you say, he just exploded for a quick 11 before he was caught and taken to the turf.
Up-tempo for the Cards. Commodore showing blitz on the edge. Instead, Clements wants to run, and he's going to be stacked up after a minimal gain, and that keeps the clock moving. The Cards have one timeout left as Tate's Creek shuffling some personnel here after. Well, Clements is going to get a pretty good spot. They're going to give him three on that.
Yeah, it's second and seven here on the 39-yard line.
Cards do not huddle. Clock continues to run. Clements looks to the sideline, set to play with a minute and a half to go. Second and seven. Clements, high snap, fakes a run, throws a pass. Kamani John caught it, couldn't get out of bounds, but he picks up the first down. He got nine on that play, and that's another Cardinal first down, and they'll move the chains.
Up to the 48-yard line. Cards doing a good job of retaining possession of the ball. They've just made mistakes when they get it downfield, but minute 13 and counting here.
Ball near midfield. It'll be on the Cardinals' side of the 50 as Clements working here with a minute to go. He's going to fake a run, looking, throwing. He's got a man wide open. It's caught at the 25, down the goal line, and he goes, and a touchdown for Carter Maynard. Cardinals go with a 47, make that a 52-yard touchdown strike.
He took the ball, looked like he was going to run to the right, drew the defense up, and all of a sudden he had his little touch pass over the defense that time to Carter, and once he got behind the defense, there was no catching him. So can Clay Turley give the Cards the lead here with 55 seconds left in the first half?
Cardinals last year left a couple of point afters on the field, and they chased them all night. See if Turley can give the lead here. High snap, hold down. Clay's kick looks to be on the money. It is confirmed by the officials. So with just under a minute to play here in the first half, Cards take a one-point lead, 7-6. Bobby and I will be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
Well, GRC takes the lead away from Tate's Creek. Their lead was very short-lived as the Cards strike, and not a team known for big playability, but GRC has struggled to score in their last four games, but good enough here for a one-point lead, 7-6. It'll be Clay Turley to kick it off, and Clay can put him in the end zone. We'll see what he does here. Line drive kick that goes over the head of Smith, and it'll bounce out of the end zone, and it'll be nothing on the return, and Tate's Creek will have it with 55 and a half seconds to go before the half.
75 yards away from pay dirt.
Yeah, this Commodore team, though, their senior skilled players are good players. I mean, they didn't win seven games by accident. They came through their district winning three games that they needed to win, and they're here as the one seed. But they find themselves trailing by one, and the Cards not giving anything up here.
And the ball on the 20 here, so.
Hunter Gully in there to play down lineman this time. He's right over center. Four-man front for the Cards. In motion, they send over Senator Clay. They look, they throw, they get it to him, and a bone-jarring hit. Knocked it away, Asante Bryant with the hit, and that's a nice pass breakup of the attempted pass by Weatherington.
Good idea that time by the Commodores to try to get it out in space to one of their electric receivers, but Cards were there to meet him.
Like that Asante Bryant, the way he broke on the ball, he made a nice hit. Second and 10. Didn't take much off the clock, though. Only three ticks. Weatherington looks. He's got a pistol look in the backfield. Balance field wide out to each side. John playing press coverage here on the right. They're going to look right, and he throws underneath. The pass is caught. Senator Clay tries to shake free. Clements couldn't get him. He's still on his feet. Come now on. The ball comes loose, come and Hayden Heath, I believe, got it. Sam Clements knocked it away. I said Sam missed him. And then Senator Clay came right back to Clements. Sam hit him, knocked it loose. Hayden Heath with the fumble recovery, and the Cards have it. 40 seconds, and they're playing on a short field.
27-yard line, 28-yard line with 40 seconds to go, and one Clay Turley in the wings.
So a nice play there. After they had picked up six on the pass play, looking for more.
And that's when he got in trouble, got to spinning around, and the Cards
came right back to Sam Clements.
Yeah, and
Sam lost him, but he got him the second time. I was happy. That's a good play for Sam.
Cards on the attack.
Clements 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, make it six. He's in the shotgun with an empty set. His team up one. Throws a pass, and it's going to be incomplete. He short hopped the receiver. It looked like Kamani John trying to sell it that he caught it, but he had it wasn't really a crossing route, but he had Carter Maynard short. He had John long, and he threw it right between the two.
Right between the two, and both of them were open.
Yes, that's a good point. You're exactly right, Bobby. Both were open, and he just kind of threw it between his short man and the deep route. That time, Tate's Creek, they lined up. Again, they're playing five in the box, but there was no pressure on Sam that time. He had a time to make the delivery. Just came up short or long, however you want to look at it. Wide outs to each side, same formation. Tight splits on the line for GRC. Tate's Creek, they're going to rush with four. Swing it out. Hayden Heath caught it. Left side, can he get out of bounds? Yes, he does. He gets out of bounds, stops the clock with 29 and a half seconds. And on that third, it's going to bring up, looks like he picked up six on the reception.
Yeah, it's third and a long four here from about the 23-and-a-half-yard line. So Guards in 4-down territory normally, but this late in the half,
yeah, we've got
you've got one shot.
We got one shot. And, you know, they tried Clay from 41. This would be 10 yards closer than that previous attempt, but we'll see how it plays out. Ball is on the left hash. That is a short side of the field for the Cards. Clements looking at third and four. Low snap. He's got it. They set up the screen. Maynard's caught it, needs a block, and he is going to be stopped short of that first down, and the clock continues to run. They let the line flood through and set up the screen. Did he get it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
good
he got
deal.
It. He got it. So we've got 22 and a half seconds to go. Cards have lined up, ready to go here.
Up tempo for GRC. Clements just going to clock it and go to the sideline. So he stops the clock with 18 and a half seconds to go. And that time he just threw it down. You know, oh, yeah. We needed him to clock it once before, and he took a knee.
Yeah.
That doesn't stop the clock.
Yeah, that.
you get a teenage guy under pressure, and everybody's yelling, clock it, you know, and he took the knee.
He knew what
he did immediately. That doesn't stop it.
It was good for Madison Central, for sure.
It sure was.
But it wasn't good for his team.
Had to burn a timeout in the play, but Sam's been a hero tonight. He caused a fumble, and he's thrown a touchdown pass. He's trying to engineer another scoring drive here. Full house backfield. They go with Clements, and it's going to be a false start against the Cardinals. Mm. They brought a big lineman in there to bring extra heavy package. And when you're not used to being in the backfield and running, I think he took off way too early, and that'll hurt the Cards. Unless I'm badly mistaken. They brought the two linemen in there to block for Clements. And it was just a situation where they were going to push the ball and try to get it to the middle of the field.
Yeah, get it the middle of the field and make the kick two or three, 4 yards shorter. But now it's 5 yards longer with 12 seconds left. So they're going to have to be very judicious with what they call here.
And he put the lineman in the backfield, and again, you're out of position, and just not something. It was not in rhythm, and the five-yard penalty results in evidence of that. They stay with that type of formation. They've got a lineman and a tight end in the backfield. Clements splits the two.
Oh,
and
he did it
we've
again.
Got movement. Do we have movement on the line, or the official? No, we're just going to start the clock. Here we go. 12 seconds, start the clock. Clements has it, running up the middle. Got to get down, and the Cards have timeout left. And 4 seconds. Clements lowered his shoulder, and Logan Julian with a tackle, they say, and Sam was able to squeeze out 3 yards and angle it. He really couldn't get it to the middle of the field. He did well to get what he could get there, 3 yards of it back.
Cards take a timeout. The ball was on the 24-yard line.
And we've got
24. No, that's 19.
We got 4.5 seconds to play. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. Back after this brief message.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
But irrespective, it doesn't matter.
So here it is. Yeah, it's a 36-yarder as Turley missed from 41. He's going to try here. Good snap, holds down, plenty of leg. It's on the way, and they're going to say no good. He hooked it left just a little, and time runs out. So the Cards playing hard. They came up, and they offered some more opportunities to score, but they lead by one. It's 7-6 here at halftime with GRC leading Tate's Creek. We will take a two-minute break as we will come back with a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer.
Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
The Cards play here.
Playoff football here in Lexington. We are at Bryant Station High School. No, we're not playing the Defenders. We're playing the Commodores. It's Tate's Creek over here at Bryant Station. And, good cooperation by the Fayette County Public Schools to bring this playoff game over here to Bryant Station. I had heard earlier in the week about the construction going on over there. I think that one time I heard there was one way in over there off Appian Way. So,
yeah.
Bryant Station, they've got a nice field. They've got plenty of parking and a good place to play this game. So good cooperation by the Fayette County Schools.
Well, and a tremendous venue here, too. This is a beautiful stadium.
Yeah, a lot of good football has been played here. Oh, we've got a dandy here. It's a close game. It's 7-6 with the Cardinals, a 4 seed, taking on the 1 seed, Tate's Creek, and GRC leading by 1 here at halftime. By the score of 7-6, it'll be Tate's Creek receiving the ball to begin the second half of play. Each team with 1 turnover in this game. We'll get into how things break down as this game summary rolls out. Cardinals took the ball and opened the ball game. Didn't get a lot accomplished. They had to punt it away. Tate's Creek had it back. Commodores couldn't do much. They punted away, and then GRC got on a little bit of a roll. They started a drive on their 26. They marched it down inside the Tate's Creek 20, picking up 4 first downs in the process. But all of a sudden, they had a fumble right in front of the Cardinals sideline, and Tate's Creek got the ball. So it looked like the Commodores, they averted a scoring drive there, but Tate's Creek pushed it down the floor, and a nice pass break by Sam Clements put the Commodores in a situation where they went for it on 4th down and turned it over to GRC. The Cardinals were able to push the ball again down into Commodore territory as we began the second quarter of play. However, 2 back-to-back penalties by GRC pushed them back, and it sent a situation where it was 4th and long, and they trotted Clay Turley out there, and Clay missed at that time a 41-yard attempt at a field goal. Tate's Creek would take over, and then the Commodores, with a methodical drive, marched it downfield, aided by a big long pass of 25 yards, and then that set up the 60-yard touchdown pass as Witherington hit Luke Cooper. Cooper was down the left sideline untouched, and with 2:20 to play in the first half of play, Tate's Creek had scored first. They led 6-0. Without their kicker, and we don't know the story of Castro, last year he hit 2 field goals and 2 extra points, including the game winner. He's not playing tonight. He's not here. That's all they wrote on the media sheet here, is he's not here. His uniform's out there, but they say it's
his
not
his number's
here.
Out there.
Yeah, but so they elected to go for the 2-point conversion, and Witherington wanted to throw it. He kept rolling to his right, nothing going, and Hayden Heath just smothered him, and the 2-point attempt was failed. So the Cardinals get it back on the kickoff. It's a short kick, and only stepping out of bounds after fielding that line drive kick, and the Cards had it, and they had 75 yards to go, and Bobby and I were talking, not a big strike offense, and you got to go 75 yards, and you've got 2 minutes to do it. Well, GRC was able to do just that, as Sam Clements took over the running game, and actually it was the pass to Carter Maynard, a 52-yarder, and Maynard got into the open field, and he's a fast man. Make no mistake about it. He can run the bases, and he can run these white lines here, too. And he goes in for 52 yards on a run-pass catch, and the Cards had tied the game. Clay Turley comes on and kicks the point after. NGRC now with a one-point lead. There was still just under a minute to play, and Clay was able to kick it out of the back of the end zone, so that gave Tate's Creek the football deep in their own territory. And they fumbled. They got up to around the 35-yard line, and they fumbled. It was Sam Clements who caused it, and then it was picked up by Hayden Heath. So the Cards looked to be in pretty good position. They had 30 seconds and 30 yards, but it didn't happen, Bobby. 30 seconds and 30 yards, two false start penalties, and Clay tried again, this time from 36.
36, the snap a little high. The timing may have been just a tad off. He may have had a little bit too much adrenaline. He did, it appear, hook it a little bit. Had plenty of distance, but not to be. But irrespective of that, Cards up 7-6.
We'll take the one-point lead here at halftime. Again, GRC had the ball, 30 seconds and 30 yards. It didn't get any more points out of it. Each team has turned the ball over once, but GRC on top 7-6 here at halftime. Bobby and I will step aside for 2 minutes. When we come back, we've got more of the halftime show. We've got game comments and stats we'll share with you on both clubs. All that coming up right here on your home for GRC Sports, WWKY.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's healthcare. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
The GRC Cardinals.
Back here at halftime at Bryant Station High School. Again, it's Tate's Creek as the opponent. GRC leading Tate's Creek here in the opening round of the playoffs by a score of 7-6. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. And as we'll take a look, step into these numbers. Looking here as far as first downs, the Cardinals, they're able to get 11 first downs, 6 for Tate's Creek in the passing game. GRC, Sam Clements going in this ball game. Sam is 11 of 19 passing for 124 yards, while Tate's Creek, their quarterback, Andrew Witherington, he is 7 of 13 for 123 yards. Rushing in the game, 17 rushes, all by Sam Clements for 76 yards, and 8 rushes for Tate's Creek for 53 yards. So if you look, total plays in the first half, Cardinals was 36 total plays and 200 yards total offense, and Sam Clements' name is attached to every yard on the GRC side of the ledger. 21 plays for Tate's Creek, 176 yards total for the Commodores. There has been one kick return. It was for nominal yardage for the Commodores. Looking here, both teams punted one time, and they punted well. I said each with a 37-yarder. We're looking here, they say officially a 38 and a 39-yarder, one by each club. Each team has fumbled it once, and each team lost that fumble. So there's been one turnover by each club here in the first half. Penalties, two against the Cardinals for 10 yards. It wasn't how much, it was when they happened. And that was when GRC had the ball with 30 seconds and 30 yards, and they got both those penalties in. Six calls against Tate's Creek for 47 yards. Time of possession, big edge for GRC, and this game has moved quickly. It's been a ground game and a ground-and-pound ball controlled. 16 minutes, 19 seconds that GRC has had possession, while Tate's Creek had it for 7 minutes and 41 seconds. Third down conversions, nice a percentage for GRC, 4 of 7. They are 1 of 1 on fourth down conversion, while Tate's Creek 1 of 3 on third down conversions. They went for it once on fourth down, and they got it broken up on the pass break by Sam Clements and Hayden Heath. Looking at red zone scores and chances, 0 for 2 for the Cardinals, 0 for 1 for Tate's Creek. Witherington, I mentioned, 7 of 13 passes, 123 yards, and a touchdown. That touchdown covered 70 yards, caught by Luke Cooper. Three catches for Senator Clay for 17 yards. One catch for JT Cooper, 25. Siegler with the other catch for 9. Running the ball, Smith in this ball game, he has rushed the ball 6 times for a net 40 yards on the night. So looking for GRC as far as how the Cardinal offense, again, Sam Clements has been the do-it-all guy. He's been your Swiss Army knife in this ballgame. 17 rushes for 76 yards, averaging 4.5 yards per pop. Sam is 11 of 19 passing. He has thrown for 1 touchdown, no picks, 124 yards through the air for the Cardinals, and 76 on the ground. Sam Clements with 200 yards offense in the first half. Carter Maynard's caught 4 passes, a long one being 52 yards and a touchdown. He's got 72 yards on the 4 catches tonight. Kamani John, the team leader on the season, he's caught 3 balls for 24 yards. Ty Miller, 2 catches for 14. Israel, 1 catch, the first one of the game for the Cards, an 8-yarder. Looking at some of the tackles in the ball game, you got Logan Julian leading the way for Tate's Creek. He's been there all year. He and Jay Brown, they have 4 tackles each. 4.5 for Julian with a sack, and 2 of his tackles have been for losses. For GRC, total tackling, 2.5 for Hayden Heath. You got 2 stops in there by Asante Bryant, and also in there a couple of tackles on the game by the down lineman, Adrian Alfaro. Sam Clements with a 1.5 tackle. Sam with a good pass break, Bobby. He's been the Mr. Swiss Army knife. He's a utility guy. He forced a fumble and broke up a pass and 200 yards of offense.
He's been all world for this first half. And
think we can feed him at the Golden Corral?
I believe that he has a meal due, especially if he can perform similarly for these next 24 minutes.
Yeah, he's played hard, man. That's that's when your coach looks at you, and it's kind of like it's all on you, big boy.
It is. Well, especially when he's the only running back that has even remotely had a chance to carry the ball. So, but they've been limited. Heck, they've had problems with injuries and so forth. And so he's come up with a game plan, and so far it's worked because the shoe's sort of on the other foot this year. The Commodores came into it probably the favorite on paper, and they've been the one that's a tad lackadaisical. Cards have come out possessed, and it's unfortunate that they haven't been able to take advantage of their field position a little bit more, but nevertheless, they lead here at halftime, and we'll see how this thing kicks off in the third.
Yeah, you bring up a salient point about field position. Cards 0-for-2 in scoring when you get into red zone chances. So Cards, you know, just got to clean that up, shore that up a little bit. Again, pretty much a role reversal from last year's playoff game. It's a little bit of a role reversal. Cards coming out as they're going through some warm-ups and some stretching right now. We don't see the Commodores just yet, but GRC with a one-point lead, 7-6 as we get ready for the second half play. We'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have second half action coming up right here on WWKY.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and five-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living. Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
The Cards play here.
Well, it's too early to call this. We're only at halftime. The GRC has not won a playoff game since 2019, and they lead here at halftime, which is promising, over Tate's Creek by a score of 7-6. We'll see how it goes. It'll be the Commodores. They will receive the second half kickoff. Bobby and I talking off mic. Bobby says he looks for Tate's Creek to tighten it up and try a little grind it out and control the clock a little bit more than they did. GRC, they owned and dominated in that stat.
Good heavens, yes. When you're more than 2-1 possession time, and yet you only, and in effect, they may be fortunate to have a 7-6 lead because that was a boom, boom touchdown pass that Clements got out there to Maynard, but...
Yeah, the Cards have run 36 plays, and you look at Tate's Creek, they have ran in this
17?
Ball game, let's see, 8 rushes, 13 pass plays.
So 21.
21 plays to GRC really has dominated in that area. And I don't want to be a killjoy or a wet blanket. I think they... Tate's Creek can throw on GRC unless we can put pressure on him. We got to have a better pass rush.
That's it. But anyway, here we go. We're halfway home, but that's a long half to go.
Clay Turley to kick it off, and he sends one high and angling to the right side. It will not reach the end zone. It'll be at the 5-yard line. Smith brings it up left side. He is greeted by the special teams of GRC and driving back. He got up to about the 16, and that's where the Cards hit him. A host of Cardinal players over there on the tackle for GRC with the special teams.
That's what you call pure Clay Turley. He directionally kicked that toward the pylon. It was received on inside the 10-yard line, but they had that fella cornered, and he was not going to get away. So excellent kickoff.
It's going to be short of the 20-yard line. They'll spot it, looks like, on the 17. So a 12 on the kick return for Tate's Creek. The Commodores start here first and 10 as we begin this third quarter. Witherington, pistol look as the offense formation takes a snap, throw it out with it. Smith with blockers in front of him. He takes it and runs out of bounds as he gets up around the first down marker. So a good opening play for this second half of action. They're going to give him 7 on the catch.
Yeah, he had clear sailing with blockers out in front of him once he caught that swing pass to the right and got 7. It could have been more, but the Cards converged.
Yeah, I thought they fought off blocks really well.
Yeah.
You look over at Kamani, John Heath, and Hooten all were in on that play. Witherington with the snap, handed off, and a big hit and dropped. Nice open field tackle and a hit. And Hunter Gulley, all 6'4", 270 of him, lays him down.
He got in there and did a heck of a job there. He actually looks like he may have lost a yard.
Third so a ball. big hit in there for Turley. So he shot the gap. And
yeah, Hunter Gulley got him.
Happy for him. He's been one of our guests we've had on before. It's now third down and four for the Commodores. Card's got four on the line, and they swing it out in the flats. Pass is caught, and you talk about an open field tackle. That one was textbook, and a nice hit over there by Asante Bryant. No gain, and maybe a loss on the play.
He lost.
It's fourth down, and they're going back one more. That time with the pass catch, it was Luke Cooper. No 70-yard TD there, more like a one-yard loss.
Right, so now he's got two passes for 35 yards each instead of one for 70.
Figure that one out. Here we go, and it's going to be a punt, and the Cards again. The one time the punt that went for 39 yards, a lot rolled, but it was a good punt. GRC with nobody back. And they're not going to get fooled with a fake punt, or they don't want anybody fumbling a mishandled punt. So a nice punt.
Oh.
And it's going to take a big roll.
Big roll.
So a 37, make that about another 39 yarder. So he nailed another punt. Nothing on the return.
Now you got at least
GRC.
Got a good 15 yards of bounce, though, and the Card's not putting anybody back to field it. So once the ball is kicked, it's automatically going to be theirs. It just depends on where it dies.
Yeah, it's and I don't know if you don't want to mishandle a punt
as much as you
want to be fooled on a fake.
Okay, here we go. We've played less than 2 minutes here. Cards have made that critical first stop of the second half and have the lead.
Clements in the empty set backfield. This has been a running play for him every time, and they stack the box. Now they pull the linebackers out. Sam fakes a run, swing it out. John caught it right sideline, dances out of bounds as he was taken out over there. Thomas Siegler, a guy who got injured earlier, looked to be healthy and well there as he pushes Kamani John out after a 3-yard pickup.
Got three, but that's okay. The pitch and catch was made, and even though they converge quickly, it's a positive play for the Cards.
12 of 20 for Clements passing. They send trips over to the left side, single wide out to the right. Clements with an empty backfield. Tate's Creek dropping back. They were showing corner blitz. Oh. And here's a bad snap, and, and Tate's Creek's going to get it. Wow. A bad snap, and Mason Jackson just gets on it.
Yeah, he shot the gap. He was going to try to get the quarterback, but instead he got the ball.
Got the football.
Yeah, it basically fell right in his arms. Very, very unfortunate play for the Cards, but now they're...
It'll be Tate's Creek on a short field, and I was kind of mystified. You know, you see number 9, you think of Ty Miller on the offense, but no, that wasn't a white jersey. Yeah. It was the black jersey of the Commodores. So Jackson with the fumble recovery, and see if Tate's Creek doesn't try to hit him deep and long right here. See if they take a shot down the field, try to strike after the turnover. Instead, straight handoff, left side running. Smith wants to cut it back. He stood up and brought down short of the 25-yard line, but good yardage on the first down.
Yeah, he got all the way to the 26. So he got a good 6.5, 7 yards on that play. Good 6 yards.
Second down coming up inside. Actually, we're approaching 9.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Cards only ran one play and gave it right back to the Commodores. Tate's Creek with the ball at the Cardinal. Excuse me. They got the ball at the Cardinal 27. A little double wing set for the Commodores on the right side. They got a single wide out right. And here's Witherington, play fake, rolling. Cards bid on it. He's trying to get to the edge. He leaps over a would-be tackler, got down to the 19-yard line. He's going to have that first down, I believe, on the run.
Yeah, he got a good solid 8 yards that time. Had good blocking out on the right edge, and followed his blockers well, leaped over a tackler as he was falling to the ground, got it just inside the 20-yard line.
Cardinals trying to stiffen the defense here as they drop back two safeties, Trey Davis and also Justin Falls, as we've got Witherington looking over. He surveys this defense. Card's going to try to rush four. Look to be coming from the left edge. Witherington has the snap. Here comes the heat. He swings it out. He's got a man wide open. Sigler caught it. He turns it upfield, and he's driven out of bounds inside the five. And it's going to be first and goal for the Commodores.
Had one defender out there, and the wide receiver cut to the middle of the field, and the other fella just went toward the sideline, and he was wide open for the pass and was able to take it down very close to pay dirt.
15 yards pickup on the pass reception, first and goal now from the four. Witherington looks to be going under center, and right now time called as the Cardinals want to talk it over. Cardinals call a timeout just inside of 8.5 minutes to go in the third as Tate Creek threatening. GRC up one, back in a minute.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Witherington on the fake. He's going to go left side. He faked it to Smith up the middle, and he went around the left side, stuck the football over the pylon. He goes in from 3 yards out. It's a touchdown for Tate Creek, and the Commodores now on top by a score of 12-7.
Yeah, he juked a defender right there on the corner, and once he got past him, he was free sailing into the end zone.
A lot of Cardinals bid on the the fake to Smith up the middle because it was first and goal from the three. They packed it in, and Smith is their bread and butter guy on the ground running. So Cards, they bid on that fake, but Witherington goes in. He leads his team in rushing touchdowns. That is his 11th on the season. They're going to go for two. It was foiled the last time. Witherington tosses it out. Smith wants to get to the edge. Back inside, he goes in. Two-point conversion there. 8:20 to play in the third. Tate Creek recaptures the lead. It's 14-7. 1 minute break. We come back in 1 minute.
Morning, people. Wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Tate Creek will be kicking off to GRC after the Commodores retake the lead 14-7 as we've got offsides against Tate Creek. They tried that kickoff. Commodores, three plays and 6 points. They played on a short field by creating the fumble or getting the fumble from GRC, and See if the Cardinals can't bounce back. Looked like Bobby and I were talking off mic that GRC appeared to have some momentum, even although it was a very brief three-yard pass. It looked like they were going to try to pick up some rhythm, but it didn't happen. High kick taken at the 30-yard line. Kamani Johnny's running laterally, needs to get upfield. He's trying to find an edge, and a lot of running, but only about 7 yards on the return. He couldn't turn it upfield. He was running sideways, and Cards have it still pretty good field position, but didn't take advantage of that seventh penalty by Tate's Creek.
Yeah, the GRC's got it on the 35-yard line. He ran about 45 yards, but only wound up getting 7 out of it, yeah. Going from outside of one hash mark to out of bounds on the other side.
So the Cards take over first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Three wideouts to the left side. Clements, empty backfield. He's going to take it and run. Wants to break it and bounce it to the right on the outside, but impeded over there by Tate's Creek on the tackle again. Over there, Logan Julian and Cardell Wright make the stop after minimal gain by Clements.
Well, he had all those carries in the first half, and you can bet your boots that Coach John Hawks has got at least one, if not two, of his backers spying Clements on every play. So that time, only a yard to show for it.
Sam was the entire show, in the first half. He did a lion's share. He did all the work. 17 rushes in the first half. Second and 9. Clements throws it and nearly picked off. We've seen that route jump 3 times. They try to throw that quick screen out to the side in the flats, and that time broken up. And 3 times, Bobby, we've seen them jump the route. They haven't picked one yet, but
well,
just hold your breath.
Yeah, they've been right on the verge.
Sure have. Good defensive strategy by Tate's Creek.
Oh, yeah.
As, the Cardinals, when you set 3 guys over there, somebody's got to chip that corner that's coming up hard. And nobody's touched him, and they've jumped the route, and they've broken the pass up 3 times. And here we go with a double wing, little heavy set to the left side. Clements is going to run right behind him, takes it upfield, and he's a very vanilla call on third down. So it leads you to believe Coach Cherico's going for 2 down territory here, despite being in his own territory at the 36. 5 yards by Sam on that run. He got half of it.
He got it up to 3rd and 5.
Yeah.
So it was 2nd and 9. So he's going to have to come up with pull a rabbit out of a hat here to get this first down and keep this momentum going, or this thing might get away in a hurry.
Clock runs inside of 7 minutes here in the third. Cards come up. We've seen Clements do the pooch punt out of this formation before. We'll see what happens here. 4th down and 5. And that's what Sam's going to do. Nobody's back there, so Cardinals will get a free roll, and it's going to take a nice roll. And Sam did flip the field, as it will be dead at the 10-yard line. So a nice job there for Clements. 44-yard punt. So big punt for Sam. Nothing on the return. So the Cardinals couldn't get anything going, but they do flip the field. They trail here 14-7. Maybe time for the defense to get their own turnover.
Yeah, it's time for a stop right now.
The defense could tear a page out of that Tate's Creek playbook where they got a fumble recovery and played on a short field. It'd be nice for the Cardinals to return the favor here. But Witherington, he's he's shifty. He's a senior quarterback, 2-year starter back here, a return starter, I should say, from last year's team. Cards with a 4-man front. Pistol look for Witherington with the snap. Sends everyone out in motion, and a nice route over the middle, caught by Smith. Shakes a would-be tackler, still on his feet. Hayden Heath finally got him at the 43-yard line. But a 33-yard pickup on that play.
He comes from a position in that pistol offensive set and just comes right up the middle, and pass was right there to him, and the Card linebackers had vacated that spot, so big play, big yardage.
33-yard pickup, and, boy, that gets you out of a hole quickly. And a nice play is coming out of that backfield and working the middle of the field was the running back, Smith. Good pass receiver there. Back to throw. They want to set up the screen, and he's brought down. Nice rush and a sack and a big sack and an emphatic display of his pleasure of his playing the position. Adrian Alfaro with the hit.
Boy, he took him backwards that time, which is very, very surprising, but tremendous play.
It's going to be all the way back to the 30-yard line. So
yeah, it's a 14-yard
loss. Yeah, big loss there. And again, it was Witherington wanting to throw the screen, so he was backpedaling, and they let some of the linemen flood in, but not Alfaro. He whipped his man and got in there and gets the sack.
He got there a little bit quicker than Witherington wanted him to, and he took advantage of being there early.
So a big sack here, and Tate's Creek now looking at second and very long. Second and 24, they call it, and Commodores, a lot of movement all over the place, and it's going to be a delay of game against Tate's Creek, and they're going to back up again. So taking away some of that 33-yard pass play and a sack and a penalty will now place the ball at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, most all but 5 yards of it. You're exactly right, but now the Cards need to watch because this guy is slithery, and he can get that ball to a receiver in a heartbeat.
GRC with a four-man front. They're dropping everybody else back. They're playing off the line, which he's going to throw the slant route, and it's caught by Siegler and an open field tackle there by the Cardinals, Quentin Fall, as he brings him down at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, he got 14 of it back. So now it's back to a third and very manageable for Tate's Creek, third and 10, and again, just right in the middle of the field, that same play.
4.5 minutes to go here in the third. Tate's Creek with a 14-7 lead as they are now looking at third down and 10 as GRC trying to get a stop here. Witherington's, he's hit some big pass plays in this third quarter play, a 33-yarder, a pair of 15-yarders. See what he dials up here. He sent a man in motion to the left. Here comes the heat. Gully's chased him out of the pocket, and Witherington's going to run the left side, and it was open sailing, and I believe he got the first down.
Yeah, he got it by 4 yards. He got 14. That's two consecutive 14-yard plays, one by the pass, one by the elusiveness going to the left by the quarterback. So Tate's Creek in business across midfield.
Gully flushed him out to the left, but there was no one there to seal the edge.
That's right.
The edge wasn't sealed, and Witherington runs it into Cardinal territory. First and 10. Throwing a screen pass. Nice catch by Smith in motion as he pushes it down near the 30-yard line, and that's going to be close for another first down. Kamani John, Justin Falls, and Trey Davis with a stop.
Yeah, he got
he's
on,
going to pick up eight on the pass.
Yeah, good solid eight, 8.5 actually. They are in rhythm and not making the mistakes they made in the first half, and so the Cards are going to have to come up with a big turnover.
Three catches for 48 yards for Smith out of the backfield here in the third quarter alone. Commodores marching up by 7. GRC, tight splits. They stack the box. In motion coming across Senator Clay. And yeah. Witherington's going to run the play fake, and he's stumbling all the way down inside the 25-yard line. It's going to be another first down.
Yeah, he got another 11 on that play.
So, and I said stumbling. He was stumbling. He was falling down for 8 yards. He was falling all the way he was running. But he was effective enough to get the first down. And Tate's Creek, they are moving the football. Three first downs here on this drive. Looked like they were going the opposite way, but they steadied the ship, and the Commodores are moving. Witherington in the shotgun. Single back in the backfield. High snap. Pump and go throw, and it's nearly picked off. Cards had a shot at it. Hayden Heath was on the coverage, and Trey Davis broke. Witherington wanted to throw a little pump and go route down the sideline, looking there for Mason Jackson, but it's incomplete.
Well, we had a card in front of the receiver and a player behind him, and none of the three were able to gather it in, although all three had a shot at it.
Jackson, a tall receiver, a good target at 6'2", but they couldn't find him. Second and 10. Clock stopped, 2.5 minutes to go here in the third. Commodores, second and 10. Witherington hands it off. Smith picks his way through the hole, and he's got a first down as he is tackled in the Cardinals secondary, and that's not a good thing. When Falls and Heath got to him, he had already picked up 12 yards on the run, and Tate's Creek tearing a page out of that running game, and they're showing a little ground attack
here. Yeah, very, very patient run that time. Waited on his blocks and then just took it straight up the middle.
Each team with 11 first downs, and the Commodores moving, and a pass thrown behind the intended receiver, just not on the same page as the guy that caught a big one, Luke Cooper, was the intended target, and Witherington just threw it behind him. Witherington in the game, though, he's been efficient. He's 13 of 20.
Well, he's a good quarterback.
No doubt about it.
And you got a 7-3 record against Lexington schools. You're going to be a good quarterback.
Second down coming for the Commodores. Ball is at the George Rogers Clark 14-yard line. Hand it off. Smith met in the backfield. He got away from the would-be tackle. He reverses direction, and he's ended up inside the 10-yard line. But the Cardinals thought they had him in the backfield, has stopped him, and he reversed direction. And the official calling time here.
Had a hand on him, but couldn't bring him down.
Is inside the 10. Make it at the 7 where he went out. So time called on the field as the Cardinals go over to the sideline. 2:04 to go here in the third. Tate's Creek up 14-7. We'll step aside back after this brief 30-second break.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Kamani John goes off the field for GRC, and we'll see him back, I'm sure, is shaking up a little on that play. Is 5 yards on the pickup, third and 5 for the Commodores. They can pick up a first down before a touchdown score. It's inside the 10 for Tate's Creek, who leads by 7. Witherington, quick pass, throws, trying to get his way and muscle his way in the end zone. He was stopped at the 1 yard line. It was Justin Falls with the tackle, Cooper with the catch. It's a first down, and that'll be at the 1 yard line. He picked up 6. His 7 gets him in the end zone, but he got 6.
Well, he got 6, and good plays all the way around by the defender, by the thrower, and by the receiver.
Here they bunch it up. First and goal from around the 1, and movement, and that may be on Tate's Creek. If it is, it'll back him up. Let's see. It is. It's on the Commodores. That is the 5th false start illegal procedure call. Cardinals, they played rather cleanly. Only 2 penalties against GRC in this game.
Yeah, they have indeed. And they've come to play tonight. You can tell that they've been very well focused. It's just that had a couple of opportunities in the red zone in the first half and were unable to convert.
Came up with nothing, 0-2 in that. So 9 penalties against Tate's Creek. This one backs them up. It's still first and goal. On the delay, they hand it off to Smith, and Hunter Gully tries to hold him up, but the Tate's Creek offensive line just pushing their teammate Smith after Gully hit him, and they pushed him inside the 5, so down to around the 3 on that run.
Yeah, Hunter had him at about the 7, but the next thing you know, here came a wave of Tate's Creek Commodores in behind him, and they just shoved him and shoved him, and he got inside the four-yard line at about the three.
So he gets four of that five-yard penalty back on that run. It's going to be second and goal inside a minute and the clock rolling here in the third. Witherington in the shotgun, looks to the sideline, pistol look with Smith on his left hip. They've got two wideouts to the left, and he's going to give it to Smith, and he goes in standing.
Yeah, he got the ball and veered to the right and saw an opening between guard and tackle and just walked into the end zone.
So Tate Creek adds to their lead on that three-yard touchdown run by Smith, his first TD running tonight. Second rushing touchdown for the Tate Creek Commodores, and they have elected to go for two on all of their scores in this situation. Looks like they're going to dial up the same thing. They're going to try the two-point conversion. Got a little wing set on the right side with Smith in the backfield. Witherington throws and passes, and it's incomplete, batted down. He just kind of pushed that one, a shot put type of pass. He wanted to throw it in the end zone to Cooper, but Tate's Creek doesn't get it. It's a 20-7 lead for the Commodores, though. When we come back to play, they'll kick to GRC. More coming third quarter play back in a minute.
How healthy are your lungs? November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. At Clark Regional Medical Center wants you to know that early detection saves lives. If you are a smoker or a former smoker, age 50 to 77, a simple low-dose CT scan can detect lung cancer early when treatment is most effective. Ask your provider about a low-dose CT scan today. To find a provider, call 888-847-3627. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Commodores kick it off, and they kick it short, taken by one of the up men at the 28 and pushing it up to the 45 and driven back on the run back, Trey Davis, with the kick return. And see if they're going to mark him at the 40.
Right at the 40. That's a good field position for the Cards,
sure,
but they're limited with their offensive skill set package, and it's going to be a tough row to hoe to try to come from 13 down here with just a quarter and change left in this one.
And Bobby and I were talking off mic. It's Cardinals' better chance with the lead. And of course, that you could say that with any team, but the quick striking and the downfield scoring ability, we'll see. Pump and go move, and Clements lost it, and he slipped out of his hand, and it's picked off by Tate Creek. And an intercepted pass that slipped out of the hand of Clements, it's picked off at midfield and returned back on the sidelines with the interception. Looks like Stephen Jones or someone on that. I believe it was Jones that caught it, and Tate Creek with a pickoff. Actually, Jason Lane looks like he's an excited guy.
Well, I know one thing.
He's got your TV title, WWE wrestling belt there, Bobby.
Well, I tell you what, he earned it on that one, but I really, really like the play call, because the one thing I was thinking that Coach could do, since they were jumping that quick pass route out to the flat, the fake and then throwing it long was what I thought might work, but the ball slipped out of his hand. It was just a lollipop out there on the right side, and straight to the Commodores.
Tried to pump it, and when he pumped it, he lost the grip. And,
good play.
And here's Witherington, throws it in the flat, and converging quickly, Carter Maynard makes the stop squarely at the 40-yard line of the Cardinals. So 4-yard pickup on that pass play.
Got four, yeah. That was really, really a well-conceived play, but you have to be able to execute them. And
yeah, he lost the grip when he made the, like you say, when he pump-faked to throw the sideline screen, he lost the grip and tried to throw a downfield pass, and it was a wounded duck. It just was picked off.
Fluttered
out there, and the Commodores jumped on it. Fourth quarter coming up as the waning seconds tick off. It's 20-7, Tate's Creek leading GRC. Back in 1 minute.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Well, the script is flipped. It's been Tate's Creek with the scoring and the control of the clock, and now they run Smith up the middle, and he gashes the Cardinal defense for a gashing run. Dive for the end zone, and they're going to mark him out of bounds at the one.
Half a yard short. Boy, he just shot the gap that time, and his speed was a little bit quicker than the defenders trying to get to him, but they have flipped the script, which we thought they may at the half, and have taken control of this one.
He gashed the Cardinal offense for about a 44-yard run as he popped it down the middle, and it'll be first and goal for the Commodores, who are up right now by a couple of scores and threatening here. So this is Tate's Creek's lead, and looks like they're trying Witherington going under center. Watch this sneak. He scored 11 times on the season himself at quarterback, but instead, not going to go there. It's somebody else going to have to score. Hunter Gully just squashed that little guy. They call him Ralph. Ralph got squashed there. He got nothing.
He got that hand off.
Yeah. Gully's 6'4 and 275, just swallowed him.
Hunter has played one heck of a game tonight, and he certainly made a big play again.
Nothing on that, and they leave Ralph in there, but Witherington this time is going to be in the shotgun with a pistol look. He's got wideouts to the left side. He's looking left, and a crossing route across, and that's going to be pass interference against the Cardinals as they ran a crossing route with Mason Jackson coming across the middle. He had a linebacker of the Cardinals. I'm looking, it could have been Trey Davis draped over his shoulder. Thing about this is half the distance to the goal, so they're going to move it maybe a few inches.
Yeah, it was on about the 1.5, yeah. So now it's going to be from inside the 1. And they have 4 downs to punch it in.
Well, yeah, and maybe this. They say second down. I thought the only thing automatic first down was on a personal foul. So anyway, here we go. Regardless, it's right at the goal, and Witherington hands it off, and
not there.
Smith, I don't think he got in again. So Tate's Creek trying to muscle and play power football and bully GRC, but they're running into Alfaro and Falls and Gully on that line, and the Commodores' O-line not moving them.
Well, those last two plays, those handoffs have been about 4 yards deep, and if it's a little bit quicker with the handoff, chances are they're going to get there, but gave the Cards a chance.
Look for him to try to get outside here.
Yeah, could happen.
Yeah, he fakes the dive and see if he'll it happened once before for Witherington. He went in from 3 yards. They toss it. Could be trouble. Smith tries to get by the tackler, and he's going to get in the end zone. Cards had a shot at him. Yeah. Bobby Jones Howard had him 4 yards deep and a flag thrown at the end of the play. Jones Howard looked like he was going to make it a bad decision to toss it on a sweep, but he got around him.
Well, he did a heck of a job of wiggling his way around. Again, elusive. That Smith, their leading ball carrier on the year, carries it 13 times a game, and you can see why.
So unsportsmanlike conduct against the Commodores after they score the touchdown. That penalty assessed on the kick, I believe, is the way they'll do that. And Tate's Creek now leading 26-7. Just a little over 2 minutes gone here in this fourth and final quarter as Commodores try to go for two again. They're 1 of 3 in their attempts to see what they've got here as Witherington has a tight end on the left. Back to throw, looking, throwing, and broke up.
Okay.
Yeah, Trey Davis.
Trey got him. Yeah.
Trey, he got called for pass interference on the touchdown attempt, but that time he does a nice job on the PAT and foils that one. So the Commodores leaving some points on the field, but they lead on the scoreboard. It's 26-7. Tate's Creek back in 1 minute.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Attaboy.
Here's a line drive kick taken by an upman, and it's Justin Falls across midfield. He got to the Commodore 45-yard line, 7 yards on the kick return, but it's going to be a good field position for the Cardinals. So not much on that kick return, but Cards will have it on the Commodore side and trailing here by a score of 26-7. So GRC had a lead at one time, 7-6. It's been the only lead the Cardinals had. They no score in the first quarter. Second quarter, it was Tate's Creek on top, 6-0. Cards then grabbed a one-point lead as we went in at halftime, went in with a 7-6 lead. But this second half has been all Commodores.
Since about the 9.5-minute mark of the third quarter, it's been all Commodores.
From the shotgun, Clements with an empty set backfield. He wants to throw, has time, now he's pressured out, rolling to his left, looking downfield, throws it a pass, and he's just going to get rid of it, burn it down, and try it again. That incomplete pass will stop the clock, and it'll bring up second and 10. Carts with good field position, but looking for something downfield, and a good rush and some pressure put on that time by Devon Flowers.
Well, and you can't blame the play call. They're trying to get something deep here. They're down three scores, and they could run it up the middle or whatever, get 4 or 5 yards, but they've only got 9.5 minutes left in this one. So he did the right thing by dispatching that one out of bounds to live for another attempt.
And the Commodores rushing four. That time they got pressure with three. They've got Flowers. He stays in there on the left edge, and they block him this time. Pump and go, and the route is thrown over a little too hot for Israel as Sam threw a bullet just a little high and on the back shoulder of Israel. Tough ball to catch. It was there, but hard one to catch, and it's incomplete.
Well, if the angle is exactly where the quarterback and the receiver think it should be, then that ball is going to be easy to catch. But it could be that one of those two situations were a little bit off there. But as you say, a little hot, a little high.
Sam Clements rejoins the huddle. He was Mr. Offense in the first half. All 200 yards, he had a hand in it. And the game's only score for the Cardinals. He's looking now at 3rd and 10. with a little over 9.5 to play and his team down 3 scores with time looking. Flags come as Clements is rushed out. He throws downfield, and it's off the hands of Israel. Sam had not crossed the line of scrimmage, but prior to that, flag thrown. So probably holding or blocking the back against the cards, I would imagine. So GRC gave him time to throw, but Tate's Creek, credit them. They had that good coverage in the secondary.
Yeah, and when that flag goes down in the offensive backfield, you know that back where the quarterback is, that chances are it's going to be a penalty on the offense.
So they're marking it off, and we'll get the explanation after it's assessed. Holding against GRC, and that's a big one. That's a 10-yarder. It'll take cards back.
3rd and 20.
Well, they backed them way up. I'm hearing a beep going on, so they lost a lot on that one. 3rd down and 20, here with 9.5 to go in the games. Clements with the snap, rolling left. Still looking. He's, again, good coverage downfield, and that's a secondary sack, but a tackle made by Gavin Belcher, who ran down Sam Clements. He couldn't find a receiver, no one open, and Sam has to take his 4th sack of the night.
Well, Tate's Creek has just come out this second half and taken total control of this one, and Cards Limited offensively have really struggled here in this second stanza.
4th and long, and GRC with no other choice but to go for it here as they bring the line up. They're going to bunch formation to the left side. They've got a cluster of players over on the short side of the field. Tate's Creek can't match up man-to-man unless they want to bring more than a nickel in. So the Cards are going to call timeout here as we've got 8:35 to go in this football game. Time called by the Cardinals. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So it's 4th and 25 for the Cards. Clements in the shotgun. Here they come. They bring everything at him. Sam, though, the offensive line picks it up. He's got to get rid of it. And he did. He got rid of it in a fumble. But the Cards fall on it. And picking it up for GRC, Cashwell White able to cover it up. Cards fumble it.
Just no place to deliver the ball, or if there was, he couldn't find him, and it came crashing down on him. He tried to run up the middle and find an opening, but en route, he fumbled the ball.
So that turnover, actually not a turnover, they're going to turn it over on downs, and Tate's Creek will have it. GRC with 3 fumbles in this game. They lost 2 of them. They've also had an interception, and Tate's Creek right now, they've got 8:26 to go and look to be in complete control. The second half has been a different Commodore team. The Cardinals led by 1. And here's Witherington going for more. Looking, throwing, got a man wide open at the 30. Spin move by Ziegler. He is dropped at the 25-yard line. So 12 yards on the pickup, and first down for the Commodores on a 12-yard pickup for that catch on the night. That is the team-leading 5th catch by Ziegler. He's been a favorite target tonight for Witherington as Tate's Creek looking for more.
Maynard with a nice tackle on him. but still got the yardage.
Pistol look. They got Ralph in there. They're not going to run him. And they throw a pass, and Cooper has caught his second touchdown of the game. So this is a 24-yard touchdown pass for Cooper. He caught one earlier for 70 yards. This one a 24-yarder, and he's making the most of the catches he has. His production's been very good tonight. He's caught three balls, and two of them have been touchdowns. So the Commodores putting this one away with a 32-7 lead. And time called on the field right now by Tate's Creek. Commodores will talk it over. The Cardinal looking across the way. The coach is coming out on the field to speak with their team. 7:55 to go in the ball game. We'll step aside back after this brief 30-second message.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Washington. Well, the Cardinals looking here at they're trailing 32-7, 7:55 to go in the game, and a beautiful pass there by Witherington. He just threw it up and let Luke Cooper run under it. Nice timing route down the sideline, a little go route, and now they're trying to go for two. Witherington rolling, throwing, got his man. And that's going to be Ziegler catching the two-point conversion. So add two more onto it. It's now 32-7. Bobby and I'll step aside. 1 minute break. Coming back after this.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
Justin Falls takes the short kick, and has been the case the last three kickoffs for GRC, getting about 7 to 12 yards, and flags coming at the end of the play. So a 7-yard kick return up near midfield by a Cards, one of the up men, and a flag thrown afterwards could tack 15 more on this. I'm anticipating... It's going to be 15. It's just a matter of who's going to
which
be.
Which team.
Yeah. And did they catch the right guy or did they get that second one? You never know.
Well.
Personal foul against.
They got the one on whom they threw the flag, whether it was the right one or not.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
So that's going to put it, put the football across midfield.
Unless
these
it
guys
was...
talking it over here. Come on, man. Bend over. Pick it up. There we go. And after about 30 seconds, we get them marching it off. I've never been out to say anything. Officials, they do a great job in that. I think it's kind of scarcity, maybe, why we're playing on Thursday.
That's exactly what the reason was.
We need more involved in the game. It's good for the game. Got to have rules and an enforcer. Here's Clements. He's running it straight up the middle. They tried to arm tackle him high. He couldn't do it. Sam got 10 yards on the run before Stephen Jones finally brought him down. It looked like they're going to mark him maybe just a little short of the first down with his forward progress, but he got very close, so give Sam 9 on that run.
Did a good job of doing what he did in the first half of the game by just following his blockers right up the middle. and yet hasn't had that opportunity here since Tate's Creek got the lead early on and subsequently took control of this one.
Clements ran it 17 times in the first half. He's only had five rushes here in the second half. Of course, possession and time of possession has been at a premium for the Cards. They flipped the script, Tate's Creek has. They've dominated the second half. First look at Hayden Heath in the backfield. He goes out in a pass route, but Clements going on top. He's got a man wide open. Ty Miller caught it, and he stumbled, but he couldn't get in the end zone. In high school football, you're down where you land, and he was stumbling backwards. A good catch by Ty Miller. And that pass play covered some 25 yards. It's going to be first and goal at the one.
6:40 remaining. Cards with a chance to get their second score of the game. Well called, well executed play by both players and the linemen.
37 yards pass receiving for Ty Miller tonight, a guy, the senior, that caught his first pass, and that was a touchdown pass last week. So getting some tight end play. It got a little bit of a wildcat look here as they snap it to Justin Falls, and I don't think he got in. He's still on his feet, and evidently they blew the whistle to play dead. But they tried to go with a wildcat look with Falls running the football. He's been the first guy other than Clements that has taken a snap tonight. And he needed a half a yard, and he got zero.
Yeah, it's still inside the one-yard line, but Tate Creek's defense rose up.
Inside of 6 minutes, clock rolling, 34-7. Commodores with the lead. Cardinals trying to score here. Second and goal. They keep that wildcat with Falls in there. And you don't need to jump or move. Falls is going to run straight up the middle this time, and I don't see the official's arms going up yet. Saying touchdown yet. He tried to go outside left on one run. That failed. He tried to go right side up the middle. That time it failed. And now the Commodore fans enjoying and applauding their team for a goal line stance here. 34-7, and Cardinals want these points bad, and Coach Jericho's going to call a timeout. He wants these points bad. He wants them badly, so Coach Jordan Ray out on the field to talk to the team. We got 5:08 to go in the game. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
So the Cardinals break huddle and they come up. We've seen the Wildcat ran back-to-back plays, and the Cardinals are going to stay with it. This time they bring in a couple of linemen, a real heavy package for GRC. And Tate's Creek, they're stacking the box. Fields looking, throwing, and nobody there. Intended for Ty Miller is Justin Fields. Just threw that pass and led Miller quite a bit. Stops the clock, 5:04 to go, and Cardinals finding a half a yard hard to get. And they've pulled Sam, and they've gone two Wildcats in a pass with Fields in the backfield. Falls in the backfield.
Yeah, Tate's Creek on a high here. They have definitely shored up their defense here on these last three plays and haven't given the Cards an inch, so this is their final goal here in this possession.
Falls is going under center here, and they sack the box, and GRC is going all out. And they try and power football, and Ty Miller trying to push Falls across the line, and I don't think GRC got it. And Tate's Creek's going to stiffen the defense, and they take over at their own half-yard line. Commodore's feeling good. They're riding a four-game winning streak. And they're running to the sidelines now with inside of 5 minutes to play, and they're up big, 34-7.
And that probably epitomizes being the most important play of the game for a lot of those players, because they met the challenge. shut it down and have control of this one by a mile.
So a real story of two different halves. Something happened at halftime. It woke the Commodores up, and they've come out and just taken over time of possession. They've taken over the offense. They've caused a couple of turnovers. Right now, they lead 34-7, and they're destined to play again next week.
Can we see a safety?
Well, what I was going to say, they didn't score. You're reading my mind. They were saying they didn't score on a touchdown. Maybe they can get Weatherington in the end zone. He stays in the shotgun, and they try to run with. And, boy, I tell you what, they're not going to get safety, I believe.
He did. How about that?
Bobby, you had a premonition. Ralph couldn't get out of the end zone, and they put Ralph, and I think
the official.
Witherington's thinking he got out of the end zone, but they're going to put 2 points on the board for the Cards, I believe.
There it is. It just went up.
So they couldn't score on the touchdown, but they get the safety here. So the Cards stop Ralph, their little running back, in the end zone. And he's had a hard time going against these big guys. But Cards score, and it'll be Tate's Creek kicking to GRC when we come back. It's 34-9, 30-second break, back after this.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
So it'll be Tate's Creek kicking off to GRC. Cardinals get the safety. 4:51 to go in this ball game. 34-9. Commodores leading. GRC led at the halftime 7-6, but flipped the switch, flipped the script, whatever you want to say. Tate's Creek turned it around.
Cards down, but 25. They still got 4:51 to make it up.
We're going to have a flurry of plays.
Boy, we will.
We haven't. GRC ran 2-1 plays, 36-21 in the first half. It's not been the case here.
No, it's probably been the opposite.
Tate's Creek will punt it away, and the Cardinals will. Well, Israel had it touch his hand. It's a live ball, and he's going to fall on it at the 33. So you'd think maybe GRC might get the ball near midfield, but it's going to be 1st and 10 back at their own 34.
Yeah, they didn't handle that punt very well and lost some yardage having to go back to fall on it. But anyway, Cards did score. Their offense couldn't do it, but their defense came through to get them a safety there, and they've got 4:51 left to try to get this thing a little closer.
We have Sam Clements back out there, so Justin Falls, the senior, got his shot at quarterbacking for a while in the Wildcat package, but now Sam Clements back in there. And here they come with a rush. Sam flushed out, steps up, rolling, throwing, got a man wide open, and Israel just lost it. It looked like almost he just batted it down, and it was coming to him inside the 40-yard line. That would have covered some 25 yard, but it's incomplete, and Clements hasn't been able to hook up on his last five attempts.
Yeah, it's too bad. He's had a rough.
Had a good first half.
Yeah, last couple of plays have been pretty rough for him because that one was very, very catchable, but unfortunately he was unable to handle it.
So Sam hasn't, he's gone incomplete now, make that on his last six passes after going 11 of 19 in the first half with a touchdown throw. He's in the shotgun, four-man front. Here they come on the edge. They put the heat. Clements running, rolling left. He's going to tuck it, being pursued from behind, and he's ridden out of bounds. They finally caught him. Terrell Johnson did. He rode Sam out of bounds, but Clements did a lot of running. We've got that sideline marker down. It's going to be close for a first down on his scramble.
He got a good eight, if not more.
Yeah, and he's shaken up on the sideline, and Dottrell Johnson just chasing him down. So they're going to say he's a couple of yards short, so a scrambling eight-yard run for Clements.
And he earned every inch of it.
And Commodores, you know, they're rushing, and they're still coming with the blitz on the corner some, and the Cardinal receivers can't get open. You got four defensive backs. Here comes Tate Creek on the rush, and Falls has stood up. He wanted to run and try to pick up the first down, and I believe he got it. Had trouble getting a half a yard earlier, but he picks up two on this run. So Cards get their first down of the second half,
wow.
And it comes with just a little over four minutes to play in the game.
And they had to work hard for it.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, it's been a tough go for GRC here in this one, especially the second half. Felt pretty good in the first half. That 0-for-2 inside the red zone, though, it came back to get him. Falls in the shotgun, takes a snap. He's going to run up the middle, stood up at the line. He got no gain.
Yeah, maybe a yard. Max.
Yeah, he's met at the line. Shoved backwards, and this clock rolls, and a flag thrown at the end of the play. And things don't need to get chippy in this one. Somebody wants to play next week, and the season's over for the other. It's going to be against GRC. So it'll be a 15-yarder against the Cardinals. Penalties have not been a problem in this game. We can't say that always, but GRC's played tight in this one.
Well, they came out with their mindset to try to stay in it and play as cleanly as they could, and for the first half, they hung right in there with them, but it's just been a Tate's Creek onslaught here in the second.
That fumble recovery early in the third quarter.
That turned it.
It
totally.
Seemed like that was a momentum killer. That was a pivotal sentinel moment in this game.
Because the Cards had stopped them
yes.
on their first possession
sure
in the
did.
Second half with the lead.
Yes, with the lead, and then turned it over. Falls looking over at the sideline. He's at the throttle now in replace of Clements. Three wideouts to the right side. Clock moving inside of 3 minutes, and GRC is going to get a delay of game. They couldn't get a play in.
Well, you've got a new quarterback in, and he's not used to exactly what Coach Ray might want from him, and one thing leads to another, and
you got two penalties, 20 yards right there.
Yeah.
That it's going to be third and forever now.
29. Second and 29.
So Justin Falls comes and joins the huddle. Didn't think this would be one of those 1-4 seeds that would be quite this margin of difference, but that has proved to be the case tonight.
Yeah, they blew it open in the second half.
Falls running, being chased, throwing downfield. It's up for grabs, and Kamani John trying to play defender, but he can't do it. It's intercepted and picked off by Marquise Boyd,
flag.
And a flag will be thrown at the end of that. So the second interception tonight by the Cardinals is Tate's Creek will have it on the GRC side of the field. So Boyd with the interception gives the ball back to his Commodore team, and they can just seal this one away.
Yeah, Tate's Creek a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, a little bit more skill set in their repertoire, and they were able to take control of this one after that fumble early in the third quarter by the Cards.
Yeah, GRC able to get a one-point lead in the first half with a one-dimensional playbook. I mean, it was Sam Clements. It was Sam running, and he rushed 17 times, all 17 rushes. It was Sam passing for 124 yards in the first half. It was all Sam, 200 yards of offense, and Clements was the featured player, the only player. And like you say, Bobby, it's you need some more weapons, and you need some more skilled players, and just weren't there due to injury and other issues. The Cards just tried to do what they could and put a game plan together, and it was shorten the game and run the clock, and it worked for the first half.
Well, and Coach Hops knew how to key it the second half. His team had played a bit lackadaisically, if you will, in the first half, and they came out the second half and had their shoes on, ready to fire.
Witherington stays in the game, and they hand it off, and Ralph's going to run up for about 10 yards on the run. Yeah. That's been his best run of the game.
Yeah, well, he, again, was very patient. He waited on his blockers and was able to get, oh, just a little bit short of 10. It's second and one, second and one and a half. But nice, determined run that time inside the final 2 minutes of this one.
Falls with the tackle, Tate Creek up to the line. Clock rolling. In the shotgun, Witherington calling for it. Takes the snap, toss it out, pitch it, sweep it right side. Ralph cuts it back in. He's got a first down and more. He's caught and tackled. It'll be Alfaro with the stop and a first down for the Commodores as they take it about a 17-yard run and a first down.
Yeah, just a good play around the right side there. They pitch out and found his gap and went from there. And from this point on, it doesn't look like the Commodores will have to do a whole lot. They can really play it close to the vest from here and let this clock run out.
And they are in victory formation.
Yeah.
As the waning seconds are winding off, coming up to the line, taking a knee, and victory formation. And Tate's Creek fans, they have sat out in this cold weather, and here at Bryan Station, has proved to be a pretty good home away from home for Tate's Creek tonight. As the clock winds down and the players go into their respective sidelines, and Bobby, it's going to do it for us as far as football season goes.
Well, we've certainly had our ups and had our downs, but overall, I think this schedule might have just been a little bit too daunting for the home team, the Cardinals, and yet every play, every game, they gave it everything they had, and that's what you really like to see, the fact that they were competitive all the way, but just not quite enough in the tank this evening.
Horn sounds, game over. It's 34-9. Tate's Creek winning the opening round of the 6A high school football playoffs. Commodores win this one 34-9. They improve their mark to 8-3. They have won now five in a row. Cardinals, their season comes to an end. GRC closes out their season. They dropped this one, and right now the Cardinals, their record at 4-7 as they close out this season. Bobby and I will close it out here with a postgame show. We'll be back. That'll be coming up in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is GRC Football.
Back here at Bryant Station, a site for the opening round of the 6A playoffs. The only 6A game played on Thursday night. And Tate's Creek Commodores come in riding a four-game winning streak. They stretch it out to five in a row as they beat GRC here in a final 34-9. Cardinals' record goes to 4-7 on the season, and Tate's Creek, they moved to 8-3. It was a game that GRC had one lead. It was at halftime, thank you, sir, by a score of 7-6, but they couldn't bounce back in that second half. It was all Tate's Creek in the second half as the Commodores win this one in a final 34-9. Looking at some of the game stats in this ball game, GRC was able to only pick up two first downs in the second half of play. Meanwhile, Tate's Creek, they had a second half that pushed and propelled them to victory. GRC, 29 rushes for 95 yards. Tate's Creek, 27 rushes for 161 yards. Passing, it was 13 of 28 for GRC, two picks and one touchdown, 153 yards passing. Total offense for the Cardinals, 248 in this ballgame. 200 of those came in the first half. So, you know, you do the math, you can see what kind of second half the GRC was able to put out there because of the Commodores owning the time of possession. Looking at the Commodores, they had 17 of 25 passing, no interceptions, two touchdowns passing, and total offense for the Commodores, 418 yards, 248 for GRC. In this ball game, it was 12 penalties for 107 yards against Tate's Creek, GRC six penalties for 41 yards. And the time of possession balanced out pretty much. It was almost 26 minutes for GRC and 22, a little over 22 for Tate's Creek. Third down conversions, 5 of 11 for the Cardinals. But again, four of those, it was 4 of 7 in the first half. So it gives you an idea of how the second half went. GRC comes up a big telling number, Bobby. 0 for 3 in red zone scoring chances, while Tate's Creek was 3 of 4. That and Cards turned the ball over four times in the game. You go 0 for 3 in the red zone, you turn it over four times, hard to overcome.
Well, not unless you've got a very, very unusual performance that unfortunately didn't happen tonight. But let's face it, the Cards hung in there. They played as hard as they could, a little bit shorthanded this season. And yet the kids who played certainly gave it their all. And it's been a joy to and a pleasure to not only work with you and Mr. McMakin and the venerable Mr. Tim Smith all year, but Coach Cherico and his kids need to be commended for the effort from stem to stern they gave all year. And although the record's not what we wanted it to be, it wasn't due to any type of lack of effort.
So the Cardinals football season comes to an end. So does our broadcast season with the football club. So that's going to do it. Be listening to Tim Smith, Mornings on Main, and also all the programming on WWKY as they will keep you abreast of when our basketball season will kick off. We've got boys and girls action, and we've got a slate of scheduled broadcasts that will be bringing it to you. And also want to thank Golden Corral. They were a very nice host again for our Cardinal Connection during during the fall sports season, which was very, very fruitful. GRC had some good fall sports teams. Glad to be a part of them. As Bobby put it, the football team gave the effort. Tough scheduling and reboot for next year. Yeah. But that's going to do it for us here. All right, for Hayes McMakin, our on-site technician, and we've got Tim Smith back at the station. Thank you so much. Bobby Baldwin here beside me. I'm Joel Bennett again. Thanks for the football season. Until November 30th, Bobby's telling me basketball broadcast time. Be listening to WWKY. Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening so long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Football on WWKY, 102.9 FM and 990 AM, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game was brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Health Care, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Now more great music on the way on Winchester's own WWKY.